Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, the Hub City. And covering Baltimore, New York, D.C., Philly, Pittsburgh, and all points in between. It's the Hub City's own, the Hub Show. And now, here are your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jay Heisch.
All right, mic check. Hub Show, we are back on the floor of Hangar Hall, Hagerstown, Maryland. It is the four-state Comic-Con.
You know what we haven't had in a long time?
Gee, what's that?
A band? That has the bullhorn, utilizes the bullhorn.
That's true. Right? A little Mouth Remember of the South, Jimmy Hart action going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, back in the 90s, there used to be a band every once in a while, like Beck or something. He would just come out on stage with a bullhorn and just scream.
Yeah. You should bring a bullhorn tomorrow.
They don't do that stuff
for day
anymore.
Two here in the Comic-Con. Right? Four State Comic-Con. Shout out to Matt Burns, Andrew Melius, putting this thing on, and all their staff. This place is cranking.
It is.
Packed the hall. They
just
opened.
And I'm sorry I'm late. I'm late to everything. I'm late to life.
That's okay. No one cares. Once they hear this, it'll be afterwards anyway.
Right. They don't know that I was an hour late.
So this place is full of all the freaks and geeks and Comic-Con vendors, and right across the aisle from us is...
Eric fucking Roberts.
Dude, that was your cue.
I know, it was my cue. Christ, I missed my cue.
Yeah, and then
you just had to take that out in post.
Mindy Sterling is over there as well.
Right.
She would be Frau from Austin Powers, and she's been on a couple other shows like iCarly on Nick and all that good stuff. We'll hopefully get her on later on. No, don't. He's already... No.
What is that?
That is exactly that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a... Yeah, so I'm transgender.
I'm
wearing the Hooters outfit.
Right, I'm speechless.
This is it's Comic Con, folks.
Say, so I was on my way over here.
Mm-hmm.
I got like a half inch from rear-ending somebody because they stopped for an ambulance that was on the other side of the road,
just
going the
look.
Opposite direction.
Do you actually
stop for emergency vehicles?
If it right in front of me, yeah.
But if it's like...
Direction?
There's a median between the two lanes, and they're on the other side of the
road. If they're coming up from behind me on the same lane,
This truck in front of me just slams on the brakes, it's in the other two lanes.
What's the fire truck
going to
do, jump
direction?
The median? And
right?
It's just dumb.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
I locked him up, got like a half inch from rear-ending the guy. And then it would have been my fault.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because he's a dumbass.
What kind of emergency truck? Ambulance? Fire truck?
It was an ambulance. You know.
Did he give you the stink eye?
The guy? No, I don't know.
Whatever, right?
Yeah, whatever.
You're in a hurry. You got more
I was like, what the
things
hell
to do
are
to
you
do.
Doing?
I'm on the way to Comic-Con. Fuck.
Right?
Out of my way. Hub Show on the floor again. It's,
nobody really obeys these laws.
So, well, not Chris Canfield anyway. Fuck it. But hey, you know, it's funny. At 11 o'clock before the doors opened, there was a line outside this thing. There
really?
Was a snake. Yep. It was snaking around the parking lot out there. I was pretty impressed. Here they are.
Everybody's
and
here.
Once again, I'll say it just like we said in March, I have not seen anything in the way of Star Wars come walk past me yet.
Yeah?
Nope.
Still?
Nothing. Huh. I saw one guy in The Matrix.
There has
dressed as, you know, Lawrence Fishburne. He's around. He's walking around here. A lot of Harry Potter in the house.
Right.
A couple of Ninja Turtles. You know, I saw Deadpool. He's walking around.
This kid over here, he's been infected with the venom.
Yeah, he has. His tongue hanging out and everything. That's a pretty cool costume.
It is. It's pretty slick. You know, all this stuff doubles as Halloween.
No, well, yeah, it is Halloween next week.
It's Halloween, right?
Yep. Hey, hello. Love when people wave at us. What's a podcast, a little, Mom? She has to explain to him on the way out.
Yeah, a little baby axe murderer. Do you know you're raising a murderer?
Dr. Spock's in the house. Yeah.
Doc Spock.
You lost your what? Oh, really? You lost it in the building? You lost it here?
Uh-huh.
Are you a storybook writer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wildcat.com, my account is at
C Stories 11. Hang on, we have a microphone, dude.
Yeah, here you go.
Hello. You want to come around? You can sit in the chair if you want. You're kind of tall, dude.
Come on around.
You should play basketball.
Huh? Right?
This costs money, right?
No.
Good.
Well, if you want to pay us, you can. I'll take it. $25 an hour, pal.
Right? Yeah, if you
want to
pay.
Well, you know, my name is... Jay. Yeah. What?
Put your headphones on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can hear what we hear.
There you go. My ears.
Now you got to talk into the mic, Holmes. That's what it's there for.
Oh, no, Spock ears were getting in the way of the headphones.
Life, but hey,
I never
go.
Thought about this, but I guess Spock can't wear headphones,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. He had to take his Spock ears off to put the headphones on.
Yeah, right? Spock only uses earbuds.
Just mess with the props.
So what you guys name? What's your names?
Huh?
Our names?
Where are you from?
Oh, here.
We're from right here, pal.
Oh, the Hub Show.
That's us.
It's written all over us, dude.
Bam.
As you know... I'm a fan fiction writer. I'm a fan fiction writer on Wattpad.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll show you my account.
Nice. What's your name, dude?
JD Cantler.
So it's not JD Spock. Okay.
No, well, I wish I could be Spock.
You wish you could? Is that why you dress up as Spock? He's the man?
Yeah, he's the man.
The man, huh?
Look, this is my account at All Stories for Y'all. It's C Stories 11, but it's nice. The title All Stories for Y'all. It's an Avatar fan fiction story and all that.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's grown really big. I don't expect how big it will get, actually. And apparently, this story is so big. Not really that big, but, you know, I can't really stretch the truth. But you know what I mean.
Please do.
Yeah, you know what I mean. It's actually quite damn good, actually. It's based on 1950s, like, satire and all that.
Yeah,
right.
1950s, 60s sex satire. And these are my pictures. My older brother, Jared A. Cantler, and my little sister, Holly Christiana. These are my pictures of Team Avatar.
Team Avatar.
Nice.
Okay.
The 1950s satire. There's only five pictures after this.
Okay.
See?
Nice.
So did you do all those drawings?
My older brother, Jared, I do the story. I did some of the drawing. As you know, and you can go past. You can go past, and this is the Avatar Ryu Hono.
Yeah.
Or Ryu Hono, I like to call him, and all that.
Gotcha.
Like a Terry Bogard, like Ryu-like kind of look. And this is his love, like Kara.
Uh-huh.
All right. Kara, you know, looking like Grand Avatar Korra.
Right.
Not the other name, but like. And this is Joey, in the memory of my little brother, Joey.
Your bro.
Nice.
Okay.
I named Joey Beifong.
Okay.
This is Li Yang, great Grand Avatar Aang. And all. She's a little sassy and feministic, but she has a good heart. This is her Lalai Maku, Kara's cousin and all that. My little sister Holly came with the red streak and is like a 1950s jock.
Okay.
Nice. I told you to draw all five memories. He did. It all started with Ryu on Christmas. This one, Ryu Hono.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice
Iron Man.
Hey, Iron Man's back. I remember, hey, last year he was here, man.
Right?
Last time.
Well?
Last year.
Well?
Last March.
Well?
Yes, sir.
Can I borrow one of your cards? On?
Yeah, yeah.
You can
have it.
Borrow it. Take
thank
it.
No, thank
it,
you. Well, I just know I lost my phaser and all that.
Did you lose it here in the hall?
Yeah.
So since you've been in here since 11 o'clock, lost.
So if I see somebody walking by with a phaser who's not in a
we'll jump them. We'll get it back
for
you, man.
Star Trek outfit.
We're gonna keep it.
Be a Hub Show beatdown.
Keep it. It's from the Dollar Tree. Oh,
okay.
Are you going to be back here tomorrow?
Unfortunately, no. I have GED class tomorrow.
Well, gotcha. It's not the same without your weapon, though, dude. That's the whole point.
I know.
What happens if you run into some alien life forms that aren't very pleasant?
In the men's room or something.
Yeah.
You don't have your phasers.
Oh, gosh. crap. And all.
Just send the red shirts in. That'd be all right.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll
send Iron Man in with you. He can escort you to the men's room.
Hey. As you know, my account, write it down, my account. Is the site is wattpad.com.
Wattpad? WAPAD?
No, WATTPAD.com.
See, if you didn't spell that, I would not know what to look for,
and
dude.
And my
honestly.
Account is at C Stories 11 with the number 11 at the end.
I got
all
you.
All one thing.
Stories
and leave a comment below. Spread the word.
Spread the word.
That I'm a great great storybook writer.
What's your name again?
JD Cantler.
That's all we need to know.
My old brother's name is Jared Cantler. He drew the pictures, and with my little sister Holly.
Sweet.
And
are they around here today? Are they with you?
With my old brother Jared's trying to search for my little sister Holly.
But they're out here somewhere.
They're out there somewhere. My little sister Holly's wearing an Adventure Time shirt with like a.
I bet one of them's got your weapon, dude.
I probably. So. Probably.
But now you can tell them you're on the Hub Show.
There you go.
Is this on radio?
Not yet.
Dude, on the internet, dude.
It will be.
It's on your. What do you have? iPhone or Android? What do you carry? What do you got?
Apple.
Yeah. Well, Apple. We're there, dude. Apple.
Right,
we're
then.
On the podcast.
Yep.
Well,
just go to the podcast app and type in the Hub Show.
Wow. It's on YouTube?
It's on
it
iTunes.
It will be soon, but it's on iTunes.
hey, he's my little brother Jared. My little sister wanted to do the pictures.
Excitement.
There you are.
Wow. It's red shirt. He's wearing a Super Saiyan.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Yeah, we're going to send you into the bathroom both wearing, to make sure ain't no aliens
he
in
lost
there.
His weapon.
Because he lost his phaser.
His phaser. Oh. So he's losing them, picking it up. Nice. That's all good.
Yeah.
That's what happens at the con.
Well, I'm Jake Handler, and God bless.
Awesome. Take care, Jake.
JD.
I'll edit it, man. I'll make sure this is JD.
And look up my story.
We will.
It's Avatar Fan.
Okay. And look up our podcast.
And
spread the word. Hub Show.
Spread the word.
That's right.
HUB
Show. All through. God bless.
Okay, dude. Yeah, man. You take care.
See ya.
Yeah, take your card, please. Yes, sir. Awesome. I can do that, too. All right, Spock. Spock's got a shirt untucked.
Right.
Sneakers on.
Oh, he's all disheveled. Spock's disheveled.
Nimoy is spinning in the grave right now, dude. Hey.
Yes. Spock is disheveled.
Comic-Con, October 20th to 21st. We're on the floor at the Hager Hall. We'll be talking to a lot of people coming up. So these interviews and whatnot will be sporadic. Have some fun. Lots to look at around here, man.
There is.
There is.
I got to get up and walk around.
You do. So you go do that. We'll be back. Hub Show. Stick around. Hager Hall. The 4-State Comic Con.
So, you know, I thought I could come to this and get all drunk and nobody'd ever know.
Yeah. Oh.
But I came and got drunk and then you put me on the air.
Oh, man.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. Hub Show.
Right,
Eric Roberts is in the house with us.
Don't say my name. I've been drinking.
Okay, we have another name for you, but hey. There you go.
How are we doing, guys?
We're doing good.
We're doing good.
You're here in
now you're doing well. Food is good. Come on, help the kids speak correctly.
Oh,
I'm doing well, Eric. Food is good.
Yes. Okay. Fucking fantastic.
I'm doing fucking fantastic. Help the kids. Yeah. Fucking help. Fantastic.
Fucking fantastic. All right. So, how you doing? How's it going over here? Are you enjoying your stay?
It's I've done about half a dozen of these cons.
Yeah.
This is a great neighborhood, a great group, great vendors, great customers. Everybody's so civilized and normal. It's really nice to be here.
Oh, yeah. We're out here.
We had this guy. He's a customer and a vendor. Come here a minute. What's your name?
You know, the crime level.
What's your name? Jordan what? Jordan Smith has the best looking head of hair on the planet.
Yeah, that's a nice
head. It's actually two heads worth.
And it's red. Now, yeah, I married a redhead. I don't like boys, Jordan. Sorry. But I married a redhead. Her hair is not that beautiful. Yeah. And her hair is beautiful. Yeah. I mean, look at Jordan's hair, man.
Right?
Yeah, no kidding.
God. Hey, is it Pert Plus?
Jordan has hair down in the middle of his back, and it's red, and it's
herbal essence.
And it's got a deep wave to it. It looks really good.
Yeah, he plays with his nipples in the shower.
Hey, back up. I've got kids, man. I've got kids.
All right, well.
Yeah, so. I was flicking down your IMDb page here earlier. It looks like you got like 20 things in the can
in
for
the
next
can.
Year.
Yeah,
you got a busy time coming up.
I'm one of the luckiest guys you've ever met.
Yeah?
This is true.
Because I get to work pretty much every day of my life somewhere in the world for money.
Yeah?
Yeah,
it's really fun.
It's what it looks like.
And I've seen the world for free, and I've married to one chick for 26 years.
Nice.
And my daughter's a movie star, Emma Roberts.
All right.
I got a single. And she's beautiful.
Is she single?
Yes, but you know what? I'm not here to talk about that.
That's true. This is Eric's time.
I'm going to give you my phone number.
This is Eric's time, Chris.
I'm glad to share my time with my daughter, but I'm not going to talk about her love life status.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's not appropriate. Excuse me.
Yes.
Then he's going to run home and tell her about the podcast host.
I met this podcast host you got to meet.
Yeah, awesome. Podcast.
He's
what's
so
that?
Great.
Yeah. I was looking through these. Are you in the new Expendables? Going to be in the new one?
I died in the first one, dude. Pay attention.
Did you?
Yeah, I got a big old thing through my body, a big old bowie knife through my.
That doesn't mean anything.
True story. That is true.
It doesn't mean anything. Stallone can bring anybody back.
Resurrect.
Yeah, that's true. Stallone can do what he wants.
You can have
Rocky.
A twin. He could have. You know how they used to do those doppelganger.
I'm the evil twin,
back in the
right?
Day.
Yeah, the evil twin. Yeah. No, I don't think that's going to happen, buddy. I think we're safe from that ever becoming a reality.
Was that fun to make? That must have been fun to make.
It was like boys' camp.
Was it?
It was so much fun. All those guys, and Dolph and I are friends. Yeah. I mean, it was really a pleasure.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was really a pleasure.
Yeah, I can't imagine the set.
And also,
it's like having all that act. All
we were in Rio de Janeiro, dude. We're in Rio de Janeiro being paid to be in Rio.
Yeah.
I mean, it was heaven.
No complaints. Right? No complaints.
No complaints. No. The only bad thing that happened happened to Sly. He won't want me telling the story.
What's that?
But he's doing decline. You know, we're all in the gym together every morning at 5 a.m., you know.
Yeah.
He's doing declines, and, you know, Sly's 65 at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's picking up 400 pounds on a decline.
Because that's what he does.
Because that's what he does. Right. And suddenly he goes, yow! Whoa! Oh, popped his left pec off his chest, dude.
Ow.
Yes.
What do you mean?
In the movie, the muscle it's supposed to be off. Expendables on his chest, all of our names on it. But guess what? You never see his chest. Now, if you go watch that movie again, you never see his chest. They put it on his back.
That's
you
crazy.
You see his back, and you never see his chest in Expendables 1.
Little tidbit, folks. Little trivia for you.
And also, when you have internal bleeding on the chest, it turns black from the blood.
Wow,
oh, it's so gnarly looking. Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
It's rough,
That's
dude.
That's crazy.
It is nuts.
Wow.
But you know, Sly's doing another Rambo now, dude. So he must have done something because they got it so his chest because he won't have on his shirt.
Right. Oh, well, right.
So he must have had an implant put in or something. I don't know. He hasn't told me.
Yeah?
He hasn't called me. Hey, Eric, you know what I did? he hasn't done that yet.
But you were in the gym when it happened?
I was there. I was there. Yeah.
That's nuts.
That put a halt to the whole day, didn't it?
I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah, it was.
It comes detached.
It was a gray day that day.
A gray day, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. That's the first Expendables. Who all was in the gym at 5 that morning? You, Sly.
All of us. Every single
Steve
person
Austin
in that.
Steve Austin was in there with
everybody
you?
Everybody was there.
All in the same gym.
Steve Austin
dude,
and
right?
I have become very good friends
really?
Since then. He and my wife are friends. We eat together. We hang out. He's one of the coolest, sweetest, gentlest, smartest guys
I
spend time with.
That's awesome.
And his image, you know, is insane.
Of course.
But he's so sweet, man. It's so weird. I love that.
I heard your name pop up on... was watching the Anthony Bourdain show the other day.
Yeah.
And your name popped up. He said Danny Trejo trained you in boxing.
No, I got Danny Trejo in the movies through that boxing scene in Runaway Train.
I got you. Well, they said that he was in the Anthony Bourdain thing. They said that he was actually hired to train you to box and then ended up in the movie.
That's what they said.
Oh, your mic died. Hold on. Yeah.
Mike
the feedback. Mike died. Oh, there you go. Okay, here's the story.
Back.
The guy who wrote Runaway Train was a man named Eddie Bunker.
Okay.
He had done time in Folsom, 17 years in Folsom. One of the people that he met there was Danny Trejo.
Right.
Okay, Danny Trejo was just getting out.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to me, I want to help this guy out. So pick the Mexican with the tattoo to box.
Right.
I said, okay. They line them all up. I get to pick. They line them all up. They're all Mexican. They all have tattoos.
Right.
I say, hold on a second. I go back to Eddie, they're all Mexican. They all have tattoos. What do I do? He's got the big old Mexican boy on his chest with the sombrero. Okay, cool. I go back. There it is. A big old. Yep. There's a man with a big old tattoo on his chest of a little boy in a sombrero.
Wow.
So I pick him, and that was Danny Trejo.
Nice.
Danny Trejo taught me nothing except how to duck because he swings wildly.
Wow.
But Danny Trejo is one of the coolest guys I've ever known.
Yeah.
One of the sweetest men on the planet.
Right.
And he's become a really.
Yeah, oh. did it pop out again?
Popped out again. Here.
I don't know why. Let's fix him up. There we go. That's on already.
And
dude.
He's become a really wonderful actor.
Yeah.
That's who
awesome.
Knew? Anyway, Danny Trejo is one of my favorite peeps, man. And I gave him a career. and I'm very proud of that.
Awesome.
Nice.
That is awesome.
Because now he feeds me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Trejo's Tacos, dude.
Yeah, he has a restaurant in the valley
right.
there.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they did on the Bourdain show was about.
He's got
about.
One in Woodland Hills. I forget where else he put it. Yeah.
There's several of them. Yeah.
Several of them, yeah. 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 All right.
Yeah. Small yeah Danny Trejo's happening, dudes.
He is. Machete.
Machete.
I like that. Especially when he went off the weed whacker. That was good stuff.
Who would have ever thought that would have taken off like that?
We love Danny Trejo.
We do. So,
look at that cute little girl. Oh, my God. She's adorable.
She's one of your biggest fans.
Oh, thank you. And I'm told she's one of my biggest fans. No, she's one of my smallest fans, dude.
Right?
But thank you.
She has
She has great taste in cinema. I love hearing that.
For sure.
This 2-year-old girl is a Publican and Chillage fan, which is not true.
Is this still popping off? We're going to swap out here, man.
There it goes. Look at that. The microphone.
Bye-bye. Nice to meet you. We must have a dead battery going on here. Nice to meet you.
We'll fix that.
She's saying, who is this weirdo waving to me? She's so adorable, Dad. Well made, Dad. Oh, my God.
She just mumbled.
Oh, my God. That's cute.
Bump it out. Salute.
All about the bumps, huh?
Right.
I don't blame you. Shake hands. Why would I shake hands?
Right. I don't blame you.
I shake at least a minimum of 300 hands every day. Okay, if only 10% of those hands are nasty, that's 30 nasty hands.
No, I get it. I understand.
And
I don't blame you.
And more than 10% are nasty, okay?
I'm happy. Just give me a head nod. We're all good.
Give me a head nod.
You're making Howie Mandel seem sane.
Now, this guy thinks he's going to get a picture.
Right.
He thinks he's getting a picture.
Well, we can't get a picture of you talking with us on the podcast.
I don't do stills. I'm in motion pictures, well, man. What's wrong with you?
You can do a video of it. There you go.
It's going to be a video.
Can I do a short video?
You guys? No, but you can do a still. Come on, guys.
You can do a still shot with us. Here we go.
I get paid for moving pictures. Come here.
We get paid for still
pictures. Wait a minute. I'm getting a minute. Let me get in. Okay, we're doing two pictures.
Strangling with your head.
On three.
Water.
One, two, three. Okay, one more.
Okay, good. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Editing is fun.
Oh, my goodness. We got cords everywhere. Awesome.
Yeah, we got to review it first for approval from Eric Roberts. He's very picky about the pictures. I don't blame him.
Good stuff.
Those are great.
Yeah.
Those are fantastic.
Yeah. Now I got to get your number.
Now you got to text that to us.
Yeah.
You'll be back around, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. Awesome.
This guy's armed and dangerous. Don't F with him.
No, man.
You're not F with this guy, man.
Right.
This guy's armed and dangerous. He's also a friend of mine.
There was a weapons check out front, I heard.
You know what?
They were dropping all kinds of weapons on the
table. We're not too far away from that in this world.
Right.
From this regular events like football games. Weapons check, because, man, people are shooting each other in this country, dude.
I'm telling you.
It's what's ridiculous. That about?
Over
video games. Yep. Dude, what is that about?
I don't know, man.
Oh, my God.
They forget what's...
Go ahead.
Yeah, look at us. All right. He must be somebody official. Right. Pretty big camera.
Yeah, right? Nobody does that for a hobby.
Podcast equipment. We're not very
official. He just has a small penis.
That's what it is. Yeah,
he's got a small iPhone.
Yeah, I mean, I've got a Corvette.
I have big microphones.
Hey, I'm creeping up.
I have a very small penis.
I'm creeping up on my middle my midlife crisis.
Howard Stern and I buy big cars.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you friends with him, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You and Howard?
But here's what Howard Stern did to me, and I'm going to say this on the air, and I hope the whole world hears it.
Please, the whole world
needs to
hear
it. Years ago now, I was on the Howard Stern a lot, a whole bunch in a row for many years. And then one day I'm on the show, and I look up, and I see a camera. And I say, Howard, is that a camera? And he goes, no. Turns out it was. I was the first show they put on film.
Oh, yeah?
On camera.
Really?
Yeah. And Howard Stern lied on the air to me in my face. No, that's not a camera. Of course that's a camera. No, Eric, no.
We wouldn't do that to you.
He was lying.
Yeah.
And every time I've been asked to be on the show since then, I was on the show probably 8 or 10 times in a row. And then since then, I've been busy. I'm always doing something.
You're a very busy guy.
I'm lucky.
Next 2 years at least, man.
I'm lucky. Yeah, I get to have fun all over the world, guys.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I bet you a big part of the whether you sign up to do a movie or not is the location, right?
Well, I tell you, it's...
You're deciding where you're going to go. You find out you get a free trip to Rio for 3 months, and you're like, well, yeah, I'll do it.
Since 1978, it's altered because at first it was just the role, just the movie, just the character, just the this, just the that. Now it's things like, what's my costumes like?
Right.
I could use those clothes. Rio de Janeiro, I'm in. You know, it's like that.
Weigh out the benefits, right?
It's funny how you go from being an artist to a whore in about 10 years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
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 Eric, you don't mind me asking. I could dig all through your IMDb. Now, where are you from originally?
I'm out of New Orleans and Atlanta.
New Orleans, huh?
But I spent the most time in New York.
In New York?
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
That's where I came of age and grew up.
Okay. Yeah.
Like New York City or upstate?
New York City.
New York City.
Big
I own a place upstate New York.
Yeah.
But I lived in New York City forever.
What part?
You want my phone number too?
Well, if you don't mind.
just wondering what borough. they all have personalities.
The boroughs have personalities. When I'm in New York, I'm in Manhattan. Although my favorite place in New York is Brooklyn Heights.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
With that view.
Yeah.
Of the once upon a time Twin Towers.
Once upon a time.
Yeah.
Those times are gone.
How about these costumes here, guys? Everybody's really
right. I saw you checking out this kid's fingers over here. What's up with his fingers?
What a great kid, man! He's got these hands that actually the claws, the knives that are his fingernails actually pop out.
Oh, I gotcha.
Oh yeah, these cosplayers go all out.
His dad's a bit of a costume genius.
Yeah,
because he's only 8 years old.
Right,
so he didn't do it himself.
That's the real surprising thing is that all these people make their own stuff.
Yeah, they all have this, parents.
Everything is homemade, right?
Yeah, it's really cool.
The one guy was walking around here. He said he made a guitar, and he had like a he was using tongue depressors as the buttons and stuff on it.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
and there's also the little boy here with a motorcycle helmet. Where the mask goes is a mouth, and he has these teeth inside that.
All the tongue, right?
Tongue.
Yeah, the venom.
So it's like venom.
Yep.
It's such a good idea. It was, I know.
It's really good. Really clever.
We were
laughing because he was up on his dad's shoulders, you know, riding piggyback, and the tongue was hanging all over his dad's forehead and stuff.
I know, and his dad's hair was wet. Yeah.
Look at my head.
So what part do you most get recognized for, you think?
Well, I made so many movies, it's hard to know now for sure.
Lots
but I think lots. I think these days, of course, is Dark Knight because I was such a
right.
huge hit.
Yeah.
But it's mostly Best of the Best.
Dark Knight ended up being one of the best movies ever.
It was an incredible visual, wasn't it?
It was.
Incredible. Absolutely.
Yeah. But Best of the Best, Expendables, and Dark Knight. Now, those are the three main ones right now. But it's always shifting, you know.
Oh, of course.
It always shifts. Yeah.
Well, you've definitely worked with some of the best, that's for sure.
But they don't, if you have that personality that if people see you on the streets, they yell, hey, it's Eric Roberts. They don't say, hey, it's Falcone.
I know, yeah, right? Say, hey, Eric Roberts.
You managed to keep yourself. You didn't get pigeonholed into a situation.
And it's so cute when someone else say, hi, it's Eric Roberts. And they're right there next to me. It's Eric Roberts.
Yeah, dude. Hey, folks, look, it's Eric Roberts.
I love it.
Well, it's funny because last March when we were sitting here last March for the Comic-Con, they announced you're going to be here in October. And Chris,
and I wasn't.
You weren't? They announced you.
I think I had to cancel out on that one.
Yeah.
At one point.
Right? But anyway, what are you saying? Your story.
Well, they announced you, and Chris here got all giddy about it.
Oh, Eric fucking Roberts.
Yeah. Well, thanks,
it's
Chris.
Be great.
Yeah. We've been plugging this for 6-7 months now, man. Trust me. Good times.
Yeah.
Yeah, one
it's
one
a pleasure
time
to
was,
meet the legend.
I was supposed to come here one time and I had to cancel out.
Ah,
and I think it was last year because I make a lot of movies, guys. I'm lucky.
I'm surprised you're here with your schedule. I mean, that's crazy.
My wife says it's so funny. When I first started doing these, I would say to my wife, "But these don't really pay, honey." And she goes, "You're not doing it for the money." I said, "Then why am I doing it?" She goes, "You're giving back."
Is that what it is?
I said, "What does that mean, honey?" Right. She goes, "This industry has been so good to you and your family. One of you has to be a crowd pleaser. Go get back."
That's you, Eric, crowd pleaser.
And she sends me.
She pushed you. She pushes you.
And,
that's good.
And my wife's a boss. And,
okay.
That's how I like
as
it.
As it should be.
Except in the bedroom. Anyway, so you know, that's how it should be, and that's how it
Rock
is.
Rock on from one married man to the other.
That's how I like it. That's how I like it. And I like the wife, man. 26 years.
Yeah.
Congrats. That doesn't happen very often these days.
Especially in Hollywood.
No. Yeah. You're not out there.
Because you're on the road, and everybody recognizes you and says, hi, I'm available. And you're like, but I'm married. I don't mind. Yeah, but she will.
I know, right?
Right.
You get a lot of that.
And you managed to last all that time being an actor. Yeah, I mean, you'll be gone for a couple months and not see each other, right? Or does she travel with you on the road?
No, the only way
she
to stay married
Rio
is
Rio de Janeiro.
Yes, she was.
She was down there with
you. No, right. you drag your wife with you where you go.
Yeah,
and what's great about our lives now, we have the computer, we have access to the whole world. We don't have to be
right.
at home.
You have the bat phone on your wrist now.
Right.
Yeah,
we all have it.
Yeah,
so
we were just talking about that. Like this, Dick Tracy. This used to be Dick Tracy
I
back
know.
In the day.
So there
now
are
it's
no
real.
Excuses.
There he is. There's venom with the tongue. But yeah, we like him.
I have to get one of those watches. I love them, and I'm getting one.
Oh, yeah. Or it's one of those things that, like...
Or at least I'm buying my wife one. They cost about $400.
Yeah.
It's
one of those things. It's another Chump one. It's just like having your cell phone. It's like, once you have it, then you can't do without it.
Chump change if you're Julia Roberts.
Oh, well, yeah. You know.
Yeah.
Well,
man, you got a successful family.
I'm so lucky, man.
Where did your parents and like were they my father, in the industry at all?
My father opened a young people's acting school back in 1962 called the Actors and the Writers Workshop when I was 5 years old.
Wow.
And we did it. We did summer stock, and we toured the underprivileged areas of Atlanta, Georgia. All week and at Theater in the Park on the weekends.
Right.
That's how I grew up, doing repertory theater, 8 to 12 plays every year of my life. Then I got into RADA in 1973, the Royal Academy in London. Then I got into the American Academy in 1975 in New York.
Wow, all your life, huh?
Then I got in the Actors Studio in 1976.
Yep.
Then I got my first movie in 1978.
Nice.
And I've been lucky ever since.
And your sisters and everything, everybody followed the same path.
I got my sister Julie into movies in a horrible Western, a really bad movie called Blood Red, which she played my sister. That's how I got her Screen Actors Guild card and got her started.
Right.
And then she got all the other movies herself and got to Pretty Woman herself.
Yeah.
And became the number one star in the world.
The person
herself.
She is, yeah.
And I was just there.
You were just hanging around. Yeah.
Now you're waiting on her to give back.
Yeah, there you go.
Seriously, right? Smiling and give back, damn it.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
No, but Julie's cool, man.
Yeah.
And she's got these three great kids. And you know, she has a great life in Malibu, and they're a great group.
Yep.
And Danny Motor is a really nice husband and a really cool dad.
Cool.
Yeah.
Shout out
to Danny Motor, you cool cat.
Because he listens. Thanks, Danny.
All right. I'm sure this will make it to the ears. This will grace the ears of the world.
That's right.
I'm going to get back to my table.
Yeah, get over there.
We will see you all day,
every day. I'm going to come over there.
It's been a pleasure hanging out with you guys. Peace out.
Eric, absolutely. Thanks for coming on the Hub Show. Thank you very much.
I'm going to come over and get a picture.
All my pleasure.
BestVapeShopEver.com has the select hardware and top shelf e-liquid at the best prices ever. Brands like Lost Vape, Tobacco, Flagship Vapor, Tobacco, Lost Vape, and Flagship Vapor. All shipped same day or the next day. Unless it's a weekend, then we ship that ship out on Monday. Visit BestVapeShopEver.com and see what shopping with only the best choices ever feels like. BestVapeShopEver.com. It's the best vape shop ever. Believe me, use keyword HUBSHOW and receive 25% off your entire order.
The People's Podcast.
A who? 3, 2, 1.
A Jay Heish, a rock the house, y'all.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
HUBSHOW. Comic-Con. 4-State Comic-Con. We're on the floor of the Hager Hall.
That is a kitty. What is that? A kitty banana. See it?
Oh, I did.
The shirt. It had a kitty cat coming out of a banana peel. I don't even know
what
that
means.
What does that mean? I was trying to figure out the in your window of it, and I couldn't figure it out.
Huh.
Yeah.
Here we are once again on the floor.
You just gave a biggie on. Sometimes you got to do that when the song ends.
Yeah.
When the song ends, you just,
give it the props. But, Jay Heish. Chris Canfield, Shay Lewis will be here later on joining us, along with some others. Captain Mang will be back on the mic.
Yes.
And we're back here at Comic-Con. Freaks and Geeks and all kinds of Ghostbusters and Iron Man.
And we're going to talk to Captain Mango's friend.
His friend, the mechanic.
Yeah, the mechanic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wrench monkey. The grease monkey. Yeah.
The grease monkey.
What's going on?
What's going on, Iron Man?
Matt Burns is in the house.
Right.
Shout out to Andrew Melius and the crew, the 4-State Comic Con that threw this thing together. This thing is packed once again, wall to wall. It sold out the vendor space.
Oh man, somebody dressed as a taco.
And he's Hispanic.
I am getting hungry.
Yeah. Awesome.
You look delicious, dude.
You do, man.
You look delicious.
Don't take that the wrong way, Holmes.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. He's Hispanic, so he dresses as a taco.
Right, that's amazing.
It's amazing.
That's
I couldn't get away with that this day and age, man.
Yeah.
Be culturally inappropriate.
Right, if I dressed as a taco, people would find it offensive.
It couldn't even be a goddamn burrito.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're jamming here. Ghostbusters are in front of us. Again, just the same complaint I had from last show. I have not seen this time I haven't seen an ounce of Star Wars.
I did.
You did? What'd you see?
When I was on my way to the bathroom, I passed three Darth Mauls.
Three?
All walking together.
Oh, they're in the stalls together. That's where they hang out.
Darth Maul in the stall.
No. Darth Stall.
Darth Stall.
There you go.
Yeah. 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 I heard
it.
I heard him in the bathroom. They were just coming
all
out
three
of the
stalls.
Just coming out of the stalls.
Hey, can one of y'all come out? I got to go. What are you doing to wrap it up? Oh, hey, you're right. Here we go. Yeah.
Just push, buddy.
Here we go.
Just push.
Some sits in the house.
Just keep pushing, buddy. It'll come
now,
out.
Now, as soon as I said that, three dudes from Star Wars walk by.
Right.
No
and
Boba.
Why is it always the dark side? Nobody.
That's the most interesting. No one comes in here as Luke Skywalker or nothing anymore.
Nobody's ever interested
Where's
in being
Chewbacca?
A good guy. The good guys are boring, huh? Is
why
that
can't
what the
someone
is?
Come in here as Yoda? That'd be the shit, you know?
Yeah.
Something old school. Maybe from the cantina scene, the hammerhead guy. You know, that'd be interesting, right?
Right.
If
you were going to be somebody, would you rather be a villain or a hero?
I think villains get the most attention, man.
They do. And they have the most fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who would you be? If you were to dress up and come to this thing.
If I was to embody the personality of somebody and actually become them.
Yes.
It would probably be, it had to be the Joker.
Oh, yeah? That's your man?
Yeah.
Would you keep the beard?
Huh? Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't have this body, right? I would be inside the Joker, right?
I'm talking about cosplay, Chris. I'm not talking about.
Oh,
that's some mental shit right there.
Yeah, yeah. I was taking some hypotheticals.
Yeah.
I was going hypothetical, and you were staying in the logical world.
If it was a villain,
if I was going to dress up as somebody, would I dress up as?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody who would just be fun to dress up as.
Yes, if you were coming to Comic-Con, you had to dress up. Who would you be?
Serrano.
Serrano?
Serrano from Major League.
There you have it, folks. He dug deep for that one.
Yeah.
Wow. In a room full of Harry Potters and Venoms. That was a cool costume the little kid had. The tongue hanging out the Venom mask.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it was pretty cute. Then his dad had him on his shoulders carrying him piggyback, and the tongue was hanging all over his dad's forehead.
Right.
It was kind of interesting.
Yeah, his dad had to keep wiping the tongue off his...
Hey, can you not do that?
Right. Wipe the tongue off my forehead.
Son, enough of the tongue.
Yeah. This isn't the first time today.
So this is all comic books and retro, and we're going to walk around a bit later on and check everything out.
And last time you were here, you bought a whole case full of Mad magazines.
I did. I might buy another case.
Yeah.
I'll wait till the last hour. So when there's stuff they want to get rid of and not take, you can wheel and deal, you know.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
A whole box for $20.
Right?
Still haven't read half of them. They're in my bathroom. Best place to read them shits,
man. Oh, really?
Man.
That is awesome.
That's 2 a.m., 2 in the morning type of reading when you really got to read something.
Right?
Yeah. Mad magazine, dude.
2 a.m.
A lot of the ones in the box I got were from the 90s, but some of them were classics from the 60s. Those were the best time. They didn't hold back. It was good stuff, man.
Yeah. There's no filter on.
No,
back
I love that
then,
stuff,
right?
Man. Alfred E. Newman. That's good stuff, man. They no holds barred. They didn't hold back. Everyone got nailed.
And did you run into any, things in any of the Mad magazines yet?
Like
cool stories where you're like, oh man, I totally forgot about
that. There's some stuff I actually want to post on the Hub Show Facebook page. That's kind of funny because some of them, like I said, most of them are from the 90s, so they were guessing about the technology coming up in the 2000s. It's kind of funny because
we're there the future.
And some of that stuff is, you know, it's Mad magazine humor, but some of it's kind of true, you know, the tattoos and the body piercings and shit.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, kids, that was a Mad magazine joke at one point, the shit you're doing to yourself.
Right.
A little extreme there. So, yeah. Who is this guy? He's got Slash's haircut. He's got a KFC bucket on his head and a yellow poncho and a white mask on.
Right.
Matt. Who is he supposed to be? That's just Buckethead?
Oh, yeah.
He's a musician.
Yeah, the
guitarist. He's a musician. Buckethead.
Yeah, that's who I was saying earlier.
Okay.
But the mask
the
threw
mask.
Off.
What's
I didn't,
with that?
I didn't... Buckethead wears mask? Where's mask? And the
chicken. Yeah, gotcha.
I mean, I know he was like... He filled in for Wes and Limp Bizkit when they split. And he filled... Yeah, he filled, well, filled in for Slash when Axl did his
there you have it.
Did his own band. Yeah.
When in doubt, right. Ask Matt. Interesting. Cool.
Yeah, so he is. It was just a mask that threw me off. I mean, he dressed us like that, but when he was in Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, right?
But they've gone through a weird
storyline.
A little roller coaster ride themselves, right? Huh? In 30 yeah. years.
Axl just keeps fucking it up, doesn't he? He just keeps failing over and over again.
Yeah, but you know, last year he took over for Brian Johnson, AC/DC, when they were on the European tour.
Really?
Brian Johnson had to tap out. He has earring issues, right, of all things. And then, Axl Rose fronted for them for a couple of the gigs.
I wonder how it went.
Well, somebody actually hung out outside, I think it was in Paris, and they actually recorded what's coming from the outside, what they could hear of Axl, like, rehearsing with, you know, Angus Young and the rest. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Listen to Axl Rose sing, you know, Hell's Bells and shit, dude.
Yeah. And he didn't even try to, like, do his impression.
I don't know.
AC/DC.
It was all. Well,
or did he do his own version?
No, it was Axl Rose singing it. So imagine Axl Rose in the bathroom singing, rocking out to AC/DC. That's what you got to hear.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. It's interesting.
Yeah.
They should flip it. Brian Johnson should go sing with Guns N' Roses, Sweet Child of Mine, and all that. That'd be awesome.
Right. I saw there's a post going around for Foo Fighters now.
Yeah.
I guess a couple days ago, Dave Grohl pulled some little kid out of the crowd up on the stage and asked him if he knew how to play the guitar.
And
the kid shredded.
He shredded.
He was like 7 years old, and he's just shredded.
That wasn't pre-planned. I mean, how ironic, how coincidental is that? The kid can play, you
right?
Know what I mean? Sure, give me the guitar.
He was like, "Do you know how to play?" He's like, "Yeah, I know how to play a couple Metallica songs." He's like, "Well, what do you know?"
Shit.
And the kid just like started shredding Metallica, and then Dave Grohl was like, "Here, just keep the guitar." At the end of it, he was like, "You can just have that guitar. Just take that with you." He's like, "Where's your mom at?" He's like, "Right over there." He's like, "Why don't you take that guitar and give it to your mom?"
The kid's like, "No, here." He signs it and gives it back to him. Yeah. You know you want this motherfucker.
Right? Yeah.
That's interesting. Kid gets to the end and sets it on fire. Knows what he's doing.
Yeah. That's a Foo Fighters thing. They like to pull people out of the crowd. They do that like once in the middle of all their shows.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow. Four State Comic Con. It's going to get busier and busier.
Yep.
Not bad. Again, they sold this place out wall to wall.
I don't know what I'm going to leave here with this time.
Yeah, you got another day and a half to shop,
right?
Yep.
Last time I left with some Riddler.
Some Riddler shit.
Some Riddler stuff. And I don't see any Funko Pops. Are Funko Pops, is that the thing of the past?
He's out here. He's just not at this table this time. I think there's some way over there.
Gotcha.
Our boy from. Fortress Comics is in the house. He was there last time. He's somewhere else.
Huh.
Yeah. Mm. Fortress Comics is in the house. Eric fucking Roberts is over here just across the aisle from us.
Mindy Sterling.
Yeah, Frau Scott. She's here.
Right. And I got to go check out this guy who blows stuff up for a living.
Yeah, of course you do, Chris.
Yeah, he blows stuff up on YouTube. I want to ask him about my James Bond thing I want to try. Did I ever tell you about that?
No.
My little test I want to do. In one of the James Bond movies, he takes a shotgun shell and he empties the back of it and he sticks the shell over top of he breaks a light bulb and sticks the shell over the light filament.
Right.
Right? And then he puts duct tape around it, and then when the bad guy walks in the room, he flicks the switch. And it blows the shotgun shell.
Right.
And they just scatter.
That's what you want to do?
I want to see if it works.
Should do it right here in our exhibit space here at the Hangar Hall.
Right. I need to get tomorrow when I come back, I'm bringing a lamp, a shotgun shell.
Yeah. Why not?
And we're just going to see how it works.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
Fun at the Hangar Hall.
And a broken light bulb.
There you go. You should find who the manager of the Hangar Hall's office is and go do it in there.
Everybody duck. I'm going to plug it in now. Everybody back up.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. All right, we should have Shay Lewis here with us soon. Some other people coming here to be interviewed. We got Chris Abels coming all the way from Ohio to hang out with us and shoot the shit. And we'll be getting some of these Comic-Con folks on here with us. The day is young.
Just began.
Give me a test.
Test.
You've been through this
test.
Before, haven't
test
you?
Test one, two.
All right,
one,
joining
two,
us at the
test.
Table Take right off. Here at the Comic-Con, Four State Comic-Con in Hagerstown, is the man himself, Mr. Comedian Extraordinaire, Chris Abels.
What's up,
What's
fellas?
Going on, Chris?
Not too much, man.
All the way from Ohio.
Is that your real name?
That is my real name.
Chris Abels.
So. You're blessed with the last name of Abels.
Yeah, no shit,
that's
right?
Like,
that's the only blessing.
Can't
that goes with
is
it,
not
so.
In your vocabulary.
That,
yeah, right.
Nothing else goes with it, believe me.
No? Yeah. Really? Yeah. Chick says dude on the table, and then your last name is Abel, and you throw them some shit in there, right?
You know? Possibly, man. Yeah,
right. Throw some stank on it.
Tucker Nuts.
Tucker Nuts.
There you go. Tucker Nuts. Yeah, yeah, someone just shouted that down.
Right? This guy has the best nickname ever. Tucker Nuts.
Yeah, if you're not.
Oh, it just dawned on me where that came from.
Where?
That was from Tropic Thunder.
Oh, yes.
Remember Tom Cruise?
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
man,
he was
you're
like, Tucker Nuts. That's what Matthew McConaughey.
That dude is definitely not
it's
in Tropic
little
Thunder,
things, man.
Right.
The little things. This is retro pop culture up in here, man.
That's right.
This is awesome,
the people
man.
Who know.
Comic-Con, Hagerstown. Who would have thought, man?
Who would have thunk? We got all kinds of people. We got Eric Roberts in the house.
Eric Roberts.
Mindy Sterling. And I still got to see this guy. I want to go see this guy. There's supposed to be some YouTube guy in here that like does all kinds of science experiments.
Like, is his name Bill Nye?
No, he does Bill Nye.
But he's
stuff.
Here. He's in the house. He's in one of these rooms on the side here. Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what? I did see that guy.
You walked past him.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He's back there right now making a bunch of meth for Hagerstown.
I bet he is, of all places. It'll sell really well around here.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Hagerstown. Just,
if we hear a big boom and like a puff of smoke just comes out of the room, we'll just be like, okay.
Heisenberg.
He's done.
Heisenberg.
This is crazy. So, hey, Chris, how's life? You're the comic. How long have you been doing the comedy stuff, dude?
Oh man, I have I was thinking about this on the way up here because I had a feeling this was going to be a question. You know, I think I've been doing it since approximately 98. I noticed that a lot of comedians, sure. they know that first day. They're like, oh, it's my anniversary of doing comedy.
It's been 20 years?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's your 20th anniversary.
Been in the game for a while,
man. Here you
man.
Go, and
so
here you are on a podcast.
Yep. 20 years later, 20 years ago, I was like, I hope one day I am at the Hagerstown Comic-Con.
I hope I get to write 5 minutes of comedy for
Eric Roberts.
For Eric Roberts,
I think Jay missed that, man. Jay missed that.
Yeah.
Mr. Eric Roberts asked me to write 5 minutes for him.
Oh, Chris was telling me. That's impressive. Yeah, we just interviewed him. Good times.
Yeah, he's a good dude, man.
Yeah, he is, man. He plays along really well here, man.
Dude, he is one of the nicest people in the world. Usually when you're at his status or something, you would think, you know.
Yeah. Is it Baltimore? No, I ain't going, you know, but here he is, right?
Yeah. Either this guy is going to go this way or he's going to go that way.
Right.
Well, he said his wife forced him into this.
Oh, did she? He must have lost a bet.
Yeah.
Something like that. or he pissed her off.
Right? She's like, you're going
just
to
that,
Hagerstown.
You're going to Hagerstown.
Oh, he's not like, Hagerstown.
Where the fuck's Hagerstown?
And sure enough, here he is.
Yeah.
It's the armpit of Maryland. No, right. I'm just kidding, Hagerstown. I love Hagerstown.
What part
man.
Of Ohio are you from, pal?
I'm not from Ohio,
where
man.
You from?
I'm from Michigan. So
oh, what
I'm
part of Michigan?
From Michigan. Adrian, Michigan, down in the southeastern corner. So
Not in the armpit of Michigan?
No. Down in the taint.
The taint area?
Yeah. Oh, okay,
cool. Actually, you put some...
Below the lakes.
You put some thought into the placement of the city in the state.
You have to, because...
Hagerstown is really the armpit because of the shape of the state.
Ah, there
it
we
would
go.
It would be right in the pit, right?
That is
if
true.
If the arm was extended this way, we would be right at the pit.
Good looking out there, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought you thought that out.
Because I'll take credit, man. I'll definitely take credit for it. So.
Great. But you're in Ohio now.
No, I was in Ohio doing a show. I'm
sorry. You live in Michigan?
No.
Okay. Back up.
I got this all screwed up on you, don't
I? Yeah, so. Like a Rubik's Cube. What's up?
I'm in West Virginia right now.
I know
now,
how to solve those.
Over on
That's
the,
right.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm currently in Parkersburg, West Virginia.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Are you near Ohio by chance?
Close to Ohio.
Okay, so that's where I get it from.
Yeah.
Basically, you drove from Ohio, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you estimate it.
Yeah,
you're
absolutely.
On the western side of West Virginia.
Like down 68.
Yeah.
How long a drive is that? How was it today?
That is a dark road, buddy. So,
approximately 4 hours.
Yeah.
Just to be on the Hub Show. Gotta love it, man.
Hey, man.
This is a first, Chris.
That drive in the middle of the night. You ever made that drive at nighttime?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It is completely
you see some
dark.
Weird shit at
it is
nighttime, man.
It is completely dark out there.
Oh,
deer.
When you're going
moose,
down when you're going
aliens.
Down 68, it's like there's no city lights. There's nothing blind in the sky.
There's absolutely
it's
nothing.
It's like pitch black.
That's one time you don't want your car to shut down.
Right?
You're just like...
Sure.
sure. There is nothing going on out here. And I'm pretty sure this is how every horror movie starts.
West Virginia.
Right.
And you start just thinking, right. I'm too young to be buttfuck.
Or too old.
The shit that runs through your mind when you're driving through the dark.
Yeah. Then you hit that midlife crisis and you're like, maybe not. I don't know.
Let me drop the top on this Corvette. It might make a good book. I'll feel a little bit better.
Start giving out the yells, help me, help me. What happened? My battery's dead. Sir, your car runs fine. No, don't. No, I can't get anywhere. I got flat tires. Bullshit. You get out of here. You're too ugly for us.
He gets arrested for attempted rape on a tow truck driver. Triple A, my half.
Triple A. So, man, I'm looking around the Comic-Con. There is some interesting folks.
Yeah, there is. This brings out the freaks, the geeks, and all the cosplayers. It's, you know, I've been to the Comic-Cons in L.A. and San Diego and the one in New York. Those are on steroids, but still.
There was a guy who walked by here. There was a guy who walked by here earlier. He was dressed as Hawkeye.
Yeah.
And he looked exactly like Hawkeye, like the same body type, his face.
Jeremy Renner? He looked just like the guy.
Wow. Yeah. He was like his doppelganger. Yeah.
It might have been. You never know. Yeah,
just to get away from the hustle and bustle, he came out to Hagerstown to walk a Comic-Con.
Like this right here. Yeah. This is a costume right here.
It is, man.
You got it going on. Don't kill me.
I know, right?
Right.
I wish everybody. Every time right, I see
him, he's
see
walking with somebody else.
You got to get some kind of gas coming out of the face.
Oh, what was the inspiration behind this?
Just from the Dark Knight trilogy,
Very nice. Very nice.
All about Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. Yeah.
Right. You met Eric Roberts over there, right?
Pulling
you
know, it off.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you coming back on Gotham or what? When the hell? I've been waiting on a new episode of Gotham for like a year.
Dude, he's a cosplayer. He has no fucking clue, man.
How long do I gotta wait? It's ridiculous.
Who are you?
I'm supposed to be like Miami Vice.
You're Miami Vice?
You're Miami Vice cop. Wow. Oh, very good. Gotcha. Very good. Which one?
Lollipop sticking out your mouth. There you go. Rock on.
Blue
Lives,
Vicky
Blue
Vice.
Vicky Vice.
Very nice.
Yeah,
very nice.
You're creative there. I like that. Yeah.
Well, if you know about Miami Vice and you know about your show, then how do you guys not know about the Hub Show?
I know. Oh, seriously.
Right there.
Come on. What's up,
man? This guy is pushing. He's pushing.
I'm pushing you guys,
I like
man.
It. I like it.
He's a real pusher.
It's the Hub Show. Right.
That's what you should be playing on the background.
Listen to it.
You're pushing,
man. It's a great show.
I have control over that right now.
You're from Maryland?
Yeah, Cumberland.
Cumberland,
not far.
Nice. You can pick up the show in Cumberland.
He just drove through there.
I did. Yeah, I drove through Cumberland.
You listen to podcasts? You listen to anything on your iPhone? Or what do you got, Android, iPhone? What do you got?
I got
Samsung. Samsung? You got the Google Play app?
I don't know who Sam is.
We're on there.
I don't know who Sam is.
He sung a song.
He's really good at singing, yeah, isn't he?
You guys rock on. We'll see you guys around.
Samsung.
Oh, what is that guy, the singer right now? Sam.
Sam
I am.
What is he? He's all over the place.
He's the lonely guy.
Yeah. He's all emotional and stuff.
Yeah. These mics come on, you forget about everything. I swear to God. I get my mind goes
mind blank. Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of Ed Sheeran. That's what I'm thinking of.
No, that's the ugly gender.
Scissorhands.
Sam, oh man.
I don't know, dude.
Can't think of that guy's name.
I know what you're talking about.
All right, so what's your
either.
So what's your let's go back into comedy here. What's your favorite comedians?
Oh God, man.
Were you a Sam Kinison guy? That's what dawned on me.
Let me back up one thing.
I don't get Sam Kinison. I never got it.
Now let me back up, Chris. I know you've been doing this for 20 years now. I know you through Facebook. You came up. You popped up on my feed. You've done a couple of shows or one show with Big Chuck. Our guy,
yes.
Big Chuck.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. So there's some coincidence here. There's some parallels.
Used to do quite a few shows out here in Maryland and stuff, but haven't been back this way in a while. I do have something in the works, man. Actually, Jay was like, you need to do a show over this way, so I picked up the phone and made a call, and so we're working on December right now.
With Chuck?
No, not Chuck.
Something else?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it'll be something else.
Around here?
But yeah, absolutely, man. I'm going to make sure that you guys can come to the show.
Sweet.
So.
All right.
It's just funny how that works. Like, you know, you're pretty much kind of acting as an independent contractor. So
100%.
You can really work as much as you want to push.
Right, right. And the thing is, for the longest time, everybody always thinks you need an agent. Agents are great for stuff if you want to do, like, voiceovers or if you want to get into TV and,
sure.
and mainstream and
get
stuff like
that.
Get
in front of the camera.
But if you're doing stand-up, I hate...
It's
I hate to say
grind.
This, man.
You're
I hate to say
own.
This, but you can cut the agent out and kind of
save you some
money. Your own shit. Yeah. So, I try to prove myself with my shows. Like, I'll call a venue if they've never heard of me. I'm like, listen, I'll take all the risk. You guys will see. So I'll go. I guess essentially give them that first taste for free,
right?
And then after that, they're like, "Hey, when are you coming back?" So you rebook, and then that's when you hit them with the fee.
yeah. What's funny is I first met you on Facebook. I was checking you out. You're on YouTube. You haven't touched a YouTube channel in a while, though. I noticed that. But you worked at the Comedy Store out there in Los Angeles, man.
Yes.
I saw that gig on YouTube. That's nice, man.
Thanks,
so
man.
So you've been around.
Yeah, yo, yeah.
You've been all over the place?
Yeah, definitely been around. Been around with a lot of great comics. One of my mentors was the Reverend Bob Levy.
Okay.
He essentially got me my hookup with Howard Stern. So I traveled around with those guys for a while, did some shows and stuff. And,
sweet.
And, Bob broke off from Howard Stern. Him and Howard had a fight, and he broke off. But Bob's a great guy, man.
Howard Stern holds grudges, doesn't he?
He does, man. Oh, my God.
Like, when he has a falling out with somebody, they don't make up, ever.
Yeah. He burns
the bridge and never goes back.
He blackballs you. And,
really? Is that what it is?
Oh, man, he will blackball. Look at the shit he did with Artie Lang.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And Artie was one of his guys. Look what he did with John Melendez. So, I mean... John left to go do the Tonight Show, and he was pissed off about that. That's not even a radio gig.
Hey, so feel free, drop some names. You've been out at the Comedy Store. You got your mentor. You've been on Howard Stern. You've been around it. That's what it is.
Yeah, Darren Carter. Yeah. Darren Carter's a great guy. Man, Larry the Cable Guy was one of the nicest guys.
I love his stuff.
I love him.
I was intimidated before meeting him, and then after meeting him, I was like, this guy is amazing.
Right. I love his act. I saw him in West Palm. He's from West Palm, right? I saw him in West Palm, and he's like, his jokes are so... fast-paced that you're like, you miss half the show because you're laughing at the first joke, and you done missed three
people throw the race card into everything, whether it's comedy or music. But you know, people are all the blue collar, you know, you got to be a certain type. I like all comedy. I think that shit's funny as hell.
It
and
is.
I love Larry when he was huge like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still a big name. But when he was on top,
I love that whole style.
It's different.
Like the Rodney Dangerfield style.
I love Rodney Dangerfield.
You know, it's like really fast one-liners, like
peace.
One after another, just rapid fire like a machine gun.
Yeah,
you know,
I had a chance to ask him when I was with him, I was like, Larry, why are you still doing this? Why are you out on the road, dude? I was like, you have that cars money, man.
Yeah.
That's what
Disney
I said
money,
to him.
Yeah.
I'm like, you have that cars money. He was like, this is what I love to do.
He just loves
it. And he said, I'm fortunate enough that I've got enough money that I just buy. He's got a couple RVs that travel around to his shows. Believe me, I seen his fee for his show. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
But his kids are homeschooled. So he's like, if my kid is learning about Arizona,
I'll go to Arizona.
I'll do a show.
Wow.
He's
on.
Like,
so he just
hands-on education.
He takes the family with him everywhere.
Takes them with him. Yeah, man. So takes them with him. I'm like, shit, you are lucky, man. And he was like, I know. He said, I'm blessed. And
he knows he is.
Yeah. And he's so down to earth. That's
that's
like
what I get from his interviews
thing.
With him. When he's off the character, he's down to earth.
One of the biggest dicks, Daniel Tosh.
Really?
Tosh was
he's a dick on stage.
Oh, I got such a good Tosh story.
Yeah.
Before Tosh.0, you know, and he just came out with that Comedy Central special, and he was at the DC Improv. I went to go see him, and he started off the show with like a couple good jokes and got everybody warmed up, and then he threw out an abortion joke, and the whole crowd just went silent. And he said, oh, you don't like that? Well, you're not going to like the rest of these. And he completely bombed for like an hour on purpose.
Wow.
He just went down the rabbit hole.
Wow.
He was like, you know, everybody's just standing
now,
there like this,
I
like, what? Like, nobody was laughing. And I'm in the background going, oh, my God, it's so funny. I'm like the only person in the fucking room laughing.
I applaud that because he's doing his stand-up, and he doesn't give a shit if you're laughing or not.
Right.
He's doing what's funny to him.
Yeah.
Right?
But where I say he was an asshole, and I probably shouldn't even say that he was an asshole. I went up to him and I was like, "Hey, Daniel," I was like, "Did you see my act?"
Oh, you think he's just as big an ass as a person?
Yeah,
as he is in his act.
He was standing there. I knew he was watching my show, and I went up to him and I was like, "Daniel," I was like, "What did you think of my act?" And I was looking for pointers. I was a young comic at that point. He looked at me and was like, "I don't get paid to write your fucking shit." And I was like, "No, you don't." I was like, "No, you don't, man." And he was like, "And I also don't have time for you to fucking bother me." And I was like,
"No way.
Okay, man." I was like, "Thanks,
wow,
man."
He just told you, didn't he?
Yeah. So at that point, I was like, "Fuck you, Daniel Tosh."
Yeah, right.
So
yeah,
right.
Like,
right. I'm going to be better than you any fucking way.
Yeah,
moment,
I was
right?
like, "I'm coming for you, man." Wait, what's up, man? Come on over. Grab some hugs up, man. Download the podcast.
Because he was there once. You know what I mean? That's what's fucked up.
He was there.
You were there once.
Yeah.
Everyone starts out.
He was there.
Bill Burr struggled for years.
Yeah, absolutely. He was there. And but I was just like, okay, asshole. And also at the same time, man, that made me draw back from when I was doing shows with like these bigger guys, these celebrities. I was like, I'm not going to ask them anything, man, because I don't want to have this again. But, you know, I mean, I would say he's probably been the one that's had the biggest ego, but everybody else in this business is pretty laid back because they know that we come from the, we all came from the same place.
Yeah, you all start from ground zero,
right.
basically.
Right. And it's a fucking grind.
I believe it. 20 years, you know, and here you are.
20 years.
You're in Hagerstown.
Yeah. You're just now hearing about me. So
Chris, who,
it took 20 years, brother.
Hey,
so.
Well, you know.
I always said to be a comedian, you got to have like a disdain for life,
yeah.
a certain disdain, because you can't do 20 minutes on a bottle of ketchup without actually hating the ketchup
right.
in some way.
Right.
You have to really hate things.
That's true. Yeah, you
you have to be annoyed by life to pick out the minutia that creates
right.
a joke.
Right, right.
You know?
Comedy is also like a lot of 80-20-20-80. Either it's 20% bullshit, 80% real, or 80% bullshit, 20% real. And it's all in the way that you convey it when you're on stage and stuff like that. Like, I used to play to the crowds. I would look around the crowd, and I'm like, okay, I need to do this, I need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But now, there's also come a point 20 years later,
right.
I'm like,
this is
fuck
me.
This, I'm just going to go out and do
this
what I want to do.
Like me or
yeah,
don't
man.
Like me.
Yeah, and well, that's the way that it is.
Yeah.
And generally, most of the crowds are yelling, fuck you, Chris.
Right.
You know, but.
Well, when you try to play to a crowd, it's kind of like you're putting on a mask. Like, that's not really your act. You're just pretending that that's your act.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and people like reality.
So what's...
You know, everybody relates to real people, so you should always be your real self.
What's
right.
What's the worst you've had it as far as hecklers or bad crowds? What's the worst you've seen? What's a nightmare of yours?
You know what, man? Hecklers are my favorite.
Are they your favorite?
Oh, man, dude, I love
all you
them.
Comics I'm, say that.
Comics say that, but I'm telling you, I love them.
Because you know
so.
How to handle it?
Oh, yeah. That is my favorite. Like, my show is I will work the crowd. I go up and I just work the crowd.
Just mauling everybody in the
yeah,
front row?
100. If you're up front, I tell anybody that comes to the show, don't set up front. You set up front, you're fair game. And
oh,
I'm
yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I'm,
yeah, yeah.
And people are like, I'm setting up front. And I'm like, go ahead, be my guest. So.
Yeah.
But I'm totally a crowd worker, but that's me. A lot of comedians, they don't like the hecklers and stuff like that because it fucks with their flow.
Yeah.
And, like, they may have something set up in their head that they're going, this.
Right. Yeah.
No, you could throw me off subject. I don't give a fuck. I'll come back to it as soon as I'm done fucking with you.
Yeah, so. Brian Regan does that. He breaks out. When somebody tries to heckle him or yell something out in the crowd, he goes, I'm trying to film a special up here.
Yeah.
And, like, so. And then they shut up. And so he doesn't have like a thing where he fires back at him. He just goes, please shut up.
The worst show that I ever had where I went after a heckler was a motorcycle gang. It was a biker convention. why they had comedians, I have no idea. But right. I'm sitting there, and I was giving it to this person in the front row, and as soon as I got done, security came over and was like, we have to walk you out to the car. And I was like, for what? They were like, dude, that was...
Because you just told that guy he dresses like it's Halloween 365 days a year.
Yeah. They were like, that's the shot caller. And I'm like, what does that mean? And they were like, that means we got to get you to your car.
Learn as you go, huh, Chris?
Yeah, get you the hell out of here.
Wow.
And I was like, are you serious? And they're like, we are dead serious. They were like, dude, like, you are literally about to be jumped. And I'm like, will I get a patch? And they were like, no, you have to go. So yeah, that was the worst one.
Like,
man.
Like you're a Boy Scout or something.
Yeah.
Will I get a patch if I get stabbed?
Yeah, I thought if I got jumped, I was in. So right. I guess that's not how it works.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, part of the initiation is being shanked.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
whatever.
See, facts of life.
Yeah, just miss the artery.
Stab, shot, shanked.
Yeah. You got to have those war stories, man.
That's right. So
you definitely got to have those war stories. Yeah,
so. You know, so what's your, nowadays, 20 years later, what's comedy like for you? I mean, what's your average a month? How many shows you doing?
Probably roughly... I'll knock down about 6 or 8 a month. So,
really?
Yeah. I don't do too much stuff during the week.
You stay close to where you are? Or
nah, man.
Where are you going?
Yeah, I go all over.
Where like the month of September, how was it? Where did you go?
Month of September, I went to a place in called DeGraff, Ohio. Nobody's ever heard of it.
Nope.
It's approximately 5 hours from where I'm living. So I went and did DeGraff. I went and did Michigan. I've got Nashville coming up. I've got Austin, Texas coming up. So I'll shoot all over the place and stuff, man. So I just go out. I'm a road work guy.
Apparently,
I like being out on the road.
Yeah.
It's a little hard on the family, but my daughter's in college now, so now I'm back to
a little free, right?
Yeah, now I'm back to being out on the road and stuff.
Cool.
So,
right.
Walking around the house in your underwear again, finally.
I've been doing that for years. she'd be like, Dad, put some clothes on. So, I'm like, right. Stop looking at me, you little pervert.
Yeah. Awesome, dude. Hey, I'm glad you're able to make it down here with us.
Dude, I was very happy when you called me, man. Yeah. I was like, absolutely, let's do it, man. So
for sure.
Cleared the schedule. I was like, I'm going to shoot out to Hagerstown. Haven't been out here in a while. Yeah. And when you said it was Comic-Con, I was like, this is going to be fun.
Right.
Gotcha.
This is going to be a great time.
Here's what we do. We're going to take a little break. What we'll do is have, you know, you can walk around, sponge all this up. We'll get you back on
get you some more drinks. Sweet. I got to get me another drink.
Some more drinky drink.
Some drinks.
And we'll have you back on here in a few.
It's one thing the folks don't realize, man. Hagerstown has a bar going at their Comic-Con. So.
Right?
Yeah. So they need to
get dressed up, get drunk.
We got fairies. We got drinks. We got... Droids, girls with Adam's apples. I mean, shit.
Do the math.
Do the math. One and one.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. So, good times here on the Hub Show. We're glad to have you here, Chris Abels. And, hey, man, this works for you. We were looking for a few good comics to bless the show more than often. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. I can point you in a direction because there's a lot of talent in this area.
We understand.
A lot of talent. So
yeah.
That's a great thing about
you're sitting beside half
by
of
all
it.
Means, right?
Yeah, right, right?
Dude, sorry, Chris. I didn't mean to lay
that. That's one thing that people don't realize with these comedy shows that like they'll do in this area and stuff like that. A lot of people will be like, oh, I love Kevin Hart. I love this comic.
The big name.
You're missing the next Kevin Hart. One.
They came from the same type of thing. They don't get it.
Yeah. Those guys come from somewhere.
Yeah. They just get up on stage at Madison Square Garden and rock it the first night.
They're not oh, shit. Yeah. Look, there's Chris Rock. Oh, it's his first night on stage? He's hilarious.
He's been doing this shit for 30 years now.
Actually, fucking
a ton of comedy does come from this area, now that I'm thinking about it.
They really do.
Martin Lawrence, Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Like, all them guys came from D.C. area.
Dude, he was a great guy, Dave Chappelle.
He's still a great guy. He's awesome.
Dave Chappelle was one of the nicest guys.
You met him? You hung out with him?
Absolutely, man. He was very cool. Met him up at Mark Ridley's in Detroit, Royal Oak.
Yeah.
And just a super cool
What is
guy,
up with the smoking, man? He is chain smoking like a mother, isn't he?
Oh, man.
I saw him live like a year ago, and he's like he smoked a whole pack of cigarettes in his hour act.
I think it's the wheels in your head are constantly spinning and stuff. Yeah. And so you're just like,
don't think about it.
Yeah, you don't think about
it. It's a
habit. Yeah. You're just like, yeah.
Serious habit.
He will pound a Newport like nobody's business, dude. So, like,
and the stereotypes take off.
Oh, man. If Newport had Miles, Dave Chappelle would be backing the fuck out in Newport.
And, when Joe Rogan was smoking with Elon Musk the other day, he said that Dave Chappelle was the one who taught him to mix weed and tobacco together.
Oh, yeah.
We should try that here in the Hub Show.
Let's do it. Let's do it. So, why not? There's a bar. So, we're taking a break, ladies and gentlemen. We're taking a break.
Smoke break.
Hub Show. We'll be back. Lot.
I got, can't feel the ice.
Chris so. Abel, thanks for coming on. We'll have it right back, dude.
Thanks, man.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right.
I got a friend in Jesus.
Hub Show. Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield on the show at the 4-State Comic Con here in Hager Hall.
Going up to the Spirit in the Sky.
That's right. This time with a dentist.
Yes. Hello.
We're going to talk to a dentist here at the Comic Con. This is awesome.
Right. This is totally off. It's totally off key.
That's what's Comic-Con, cool about it. That's what's cool about it, though.
You know. It's all right. It ain't too bad.
This is Dr. Brenda Paul, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Hello, Dr. Paul. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
All right. I'm impressed. You've been doing the dentist thing. You've had your own practice for how long?
24 years.
24 years in the dental.
Let me see it. Let me see one of these cards.
She gave me a bunch of them. So, yeah. We're going to promote. Oh, smart, gosh. Smart.
So you walk by the table here, and I said, you know what? I have a Blue Cross Blue Shield dental plan that I pay for every month. And I haven't had my teeth cleaned in 10 years.
Oh my gosh!
Ain't that something? Huh?
So we could sit here and pick your brain about your education, this and that. Okay. We can
I only go
guess.
When it hurts. Is that bad? Should I be doing some preemptive cleaning or something? Should I be staying on top of things before they get out of hand?
Yes, prevention is always the key to overall general well-being.
So being a dentist for how long now?
24 years.
24 years. Two dozen years. You've been over 2 decades here.
Yep.
You're a pro. You know what you're looking at, what you're looking for.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, right. So, you know, we can sit here and pick your brain about your education, this, and that. Obviously, you're educated. You've been a dentist for 24 years. But let me ask you this. Let's flip it on you.
Okay.
What makes the worst dental patient? What's going on? What's out there? Who comes in your office that makes you go,
oh my goodness. I got to knock this guy out so I can talk crap behind him while he's out.
Well, what normally happens is the patients that don't come in, the ones that are walking around with undiagnosed dental decay or active periodontal disease, you may not know this, but periodontal disease is worldwide the most prevalent disease in the world.
Now, what does this do?
Okay. Well, you've got gingivitis, which is swollen, puffy gums.
Okay.
Periodontal disease is swollen, puffy gums with bone loss. So that the bacteria that has been long standing around your teeth and gum tissue actually is causing the bone around your teeth to actually dissolve because of the infection.
Oh.
And then your teeth get loose.
They fall out.
And yeah, they can. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is why people who are like in methamphetamines and stuff like that, they don't have any teeth.
Well, sometimes that's actually dental decay. So you've got bacteria that causes gingivitis, and then you have bacteria that causes dental decay. Dental decay is when the enamel, the hardest substance in your body, is actually attacked because of the bacteria and the acids that are the byproducts of the bacteria.
Chris is taking notes.
Mm-hmm. Affect your enamel, and then the enamel gets broken down, and then the dentin, which is the third hardest substance in your body, starts breaking down, and then, you know, you're biting on a cookie, and your tooth breaks to the gum line.
Right?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I like that sound effect.
You know how that goes, huh, Chris?
Yeah.
No, I do not know how that goes. No. So. No. I guess I must still have all my dentin in place.
Your dentin?
My dentin.
Your dentine?
Yeah.
You guys are a hoot.
Right.
Well, anyway.
Yeah. But I mean, so like what goes on? What's the worst patient? I mean, you get some people that haven't seen a dentist in a couple
like me. Yeah.
What bothers me the most is when you're living in the tri-state area and you have a roof, windows, plumbing, and a bathroom.
Yeah, you have the means to brush your teeth.
And you're still not brushing your teeth every day.
Yeah, that is kind of wrong.
I just don't understand that. Right. That's the worst patient.
I do brush twice a day.
Someone comes in your practice with third world mouth, right, basically?
And sometimes you're just kind of like, wow, like, if you do the minimum now with just a toothpaste with fluoride.
Really?
And if you brush twice a day, and oh my golly, if you flossed 3 times a week. Yeah. You're going to prevent so much expensive, invasive yeah. dental decay. A lot of times people are like, oh, it's going to hurt. And it's like, yeah, but if you haven't brushed in a while and your teeth are breaking down and you've got, you know, a hole and we need to make it go to make the tooth go to sleep with local anesthetic. Right. Yeah, we use a needle and go under the gum tissue
yes.
and make
yeah.
it, you know, and, right. and then take out the
that never. Yeah, that never like the needle.
I
the needle
it.
Always hurts. Worse than the numbing
everything
and,
else,
the,
yeah.
and the numbing, I don't even know if it helps because I still feel the pain through the numb.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes you have, like we have some patients that absolutely have a hard time getting numb and we bring them in a little bit earlier and we give them the, there's three different kinds of anesthetic that you can use.
Mm-hmm.
There's anesthetic without epinephrine, which is for the people that are older, that are on multiple medications, that are on high blood pressure medications. The people, epinephrine is what makes you feel like you are being chased by a bear. It's adrenaline. So what happens is we don't.
Oh, I like that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it great?
It
well,
is.
And, you know, like, I'm sorry. Like, Thor walked by earlier and I felt adrenaline. But we have the without epinephrine, which is shorter acting. We have with epinephrine that will last about 4 hours. And then we have Marcaine, which is an anesthetic that lasts about 8 hours.
Yeah.
It's when we're taking out a tooth or doing something
right.
that you need to be numb for
That's
a while.
That's when the guy goes back to work and he's like, half his face is like drooling all over
yeah.
himself all day.
Yeah. Kramer from Seinfeld.
There you go.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Wow.
It was too many junior mints.
This is gnarly, right?
Yeah.
So like,
I love this song, by the way.
I know, we right. do. We do, too. Hey, so are you, you've been doing this for so long that you when you go to social engagements, like, you know, like Comic-Con like this, you walk around and when people talk, you see things that me and Chris probably wouldn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're an expert on
you
teeth.
You probably noticed these white spots on the front of my teeth instantly, didn't you?
I have, Chris, for a bunch of months now. I haven't said a word.
They have
I've
been
bit
here.
My tongue.
They have been here my entire life.
What's going on with
they
that, Chris?
Just,
you want to
I was
explain
just,
yourself?
Well,
there's a dentist
even
in the house.
My
explain yourself.
Even my baby teeth had white spots yeah. like on my canines.
Just,
and when my baby teeth fell out and my permanents came in, I had these white spots on my front teeth.
So, yeah. Dr. Paul, how do you
and
explain
I don't know
that?
What causes
grill.
That? What is that? I was told it was a calcium deficiency.
It could be a calcium deficiency. Was there any chance that you were hit in the face or had a trip and fall injury at like 5 years old? Because it could be that you tripped and fell when you were, you know,
well,
a
my
baby.
Dad did backhand me because I got a little mouthy, but I don't think that did anything.
Shut the fuck up.
But anyway, it actually looks there. If
no.
for our podcast audience, they're perfectly round. White spots in the middle
teeth
of his around. Bottom front teeth.
Right? And
they're
I had
adorable.
I had a dentist in Florida.
Yeah.
Well, when I got the last time I went to the dentist, I lived in Florida, which was, I don't know, a good decade ago, and I got my wisdom teeth pulled.
Fantastic.
I passed out.
Oh,
he
no.
He tried to give me the IV,
yeah.
and they got in there, and they started wiggling around with the needle. I woke
no.
up. When I woke up, they had my shirt unbuttoned and a wet towel on my forehead, and they were fanning me. He was like, why didn't you tell me you were going to pass out? I was like, how am I supposed to know I'm going to pass out? He's like, all right, well, we're not going to do that again. I'm just going to numb you up, and we're going to take these things out. And I'm glad he did it that way because and the way he did it, he was like, all right, you're going to hear a crack. And then pop, I'd hear it pop, and
yeah.
then go, that's one out.
Wow.
I'd be like, wow, I'm so glad you didn't put me to sleep because this it doesn't really hurt.
Well,
it just sounds weird and feels weird, and there's a whole lot of pulling and pressure, but... I didn't feel any pain.
It's weird because you feel a lot of pressure, but you don't feel any pain.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's local anesthetic.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah. the white spots could be...
But he told me he could fix my white spots. He
oh,
said
yeah,
he,
we can fix your white
he
spots.
Said, he said
yeah.
you go in there and you just grind them out and then you fill it back over,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, we can do that.
How's the whitening work?
Well, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you
asked. I can't
asked.
Make my teeth as white as the spots.
No, you cannot. No. What happens is there is something called carbamide peroxide. It's similar to hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide breaks down organic stains. So what they did is
That's what Eminem dyes his hair with.
Break it down.
I don't know. Eminem, really?
Eminem dyed his hair with hydrogen peroxide, of course.
My hair dye is not hydrogen peroxide. But you should talk to Lucy about my hair.
Lucy.
Yeah. Anyway, she's my hairstylist.
Yeah. So back to peroxide.
Okay, so what happens is carbamide peroxide is buffered, and it is it lays on your tooth enamel, and the enamel is the hardest substance, but it's actually really kind of porous. So you pick up stains like coffee or soda there, Jay, or red wine. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. I had my RC earlier. But what happens is the carbamide peroxide sits against the enamel, and it actually dissolves the organic stain in the enamel rods, and it takes it out.
Hmm.
So you can use the whitening toothpaste. They're very effective, but when you think about
the Colgate white strips?
Yeah. Yes, they're actually a little more effective. When you think about it, the enamel being the hardest substance in your body, it takes a long time and a lot of contact. So toothpaste or mouth rinse is going to be effective, but something that lasts a little longer against the tooth structure, like the Colgate white strips, is really good.
Is
or
it?
What's the best is like a custom tray with material that you sit in there that fits intimately against every single like nook and cranny of your tooth, so that the material has a thin layer and it contacts and, you know.
Yeah.
You are. Anyway, so it just kind of takes the stain out.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that you've been to school for this.
She is.
Yes.
She's been around the block with this stuff.
Uh-huh.
She does not like the cavity creeps.
No. I grew up, I was a Crest kid.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I went to Allegheny Community College, and I got an AA in dental hygiene.
There it is.
And I really liked being a dental hygienist. And then I went to Shepherd for a while.
Okay.
And then I went and applied to the University of Maryland and got in. And dental school's 4 years.
Yeah.
My mom was joking, like, hey, for that come to time, you could be a doctor. And I said, I am a doctor.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's always the joke with dentists,
that's
right?
That's always the joke, always
Yeah, dentists and chiropractors.
But did you grow up wanting to be a dentist?
Absolutely. My dad sold
that's
dental supplies.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, there's something in the family there, right?
Yeah. So if you can imagine, we would go to dental meetings, which is sort of like the Comic-Con of like
the dental conventions.
Dental like materials and fluoride
all the,
and toothbrushes.
All the equipment and everything, the x-rays and all that.
Yeah.
Putting heaters in that little water line.
Oh my gosh. You know, we just.
Look, she's fascinated.
Yeah.
She loves dental talk.
Well, anyway, well, it's interesting. We just moved from our older office that we were at for 22 years to a new office, and it came down to two different styles of dental equipment. Both of them were made in the United States. One was designed in Germany. The one that was made in the United States did have heated air-water syringe tips.
Wow, good,
so,
good call, Chris.
Yeah. But, you know, we went with the German engineer.
Right, the cold water always hurts, and sucking the tongue up. But
yes.
I bet you get enjoyment out of sucking the tongue up, don't you? You probably do it on purpose, just like, hey.
No, can I?
Yeah,
well,
whatever. Hey, now.
Hey,
she is an oral hygienist, folks. Dr. Brenda Paul. That's right.
Yeah.
This is the best afternoon in October,
right?
I've ever had.
What better thing to discuss on the Comic-Con floor than dental hygiene, people?
Yeah,
right?
I brush my teeth
in the shower.
Really?
Yep.
Is there an
issue
with that?
I shower when I wake up, and I shower before I go to bed. And I brush my teeth while I'm in the shower.
So
it's
he does
part
it twice
showering.
A day. There you go, right?
And that actually works really well.
Okay.
I mean, and you don't have to worry about
Love
stuff
how
on
Chris
the mirror.
Is bouncing all this off you for approval. Are you sure? Should it be three times?
No. Well,
yeah. Some people call me a weirdo for brushing my teeth in the shower, but I drink beer in the shower too.
After he brushes his teeth.
Yeah, actually.
Oh my God.
They said to put a bar.
Sometimes.
They said to put install a bar in his shower, and so did.
I'm going to start washing the dishes in there soon.
Well,
doing his laundry.
Seinfeld,
there you go.
I'm trying to think of the weirdest thing I've. I guess I shower my dog in the shower, but that's about it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There you go. Not with you.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the shower with the dog.
Well, yeah, but you're not.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
I'm one of those
one
guys.
One does fur, one doesn't.
I'm one of those guys, when I take a shower, I just take it until the cold water starts coming, until all the hot water's gone. That's how I know
he lives
I'm
alone,
done.
As you can tell.
Yeah.
He has to share the water with
that's
anybody.
That's how I know I'm
he
done.
He washes his dishes, his laundry.
Yeah.
He tried to mow the lawn in there once, but it wasn't.
Right.
Logistics weren't there.
Hey, I did talk to my landscaper while I was taking a shower once the other day, and I didn't know if I crossed the lines. This was like just a month ago,
right?
Because I got an old house and it has a window in the shower, right? And he's outside mowing my grass, and I'm taking a shower in the morning. And he rolls up, and I like open up the window. I'm like, hey, could you trim the trees over there in the back? He was like, yeah, sure, I'll take care of it. I don't know if he knew that I was standing in the shower, taking a shower when I was talking to him or not. I'm not really sure.
Oh, my gosh.
I did kind of duck down, so it was just my head. It looked like it was just a shirtless me, but
If he knew anything about the layout of my house, he would know that
maybe
I was in
the shower.
Maybe he
likes that kind of thing, Chris.
Well, he is the landscaper, not
he
the
is
contract.
The leaf blower, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
So, hey, Dr. Paul, I assume you stay up to speed on all the latest and greatest in the dental and oral hygiene world, right?
Yes,
you're
we
on
do.
Top of all of it,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
New machines, new methods, new everything, yeah?
Yeah, let me tell you, we actually have in the office something called a CERAC machine.
Okay.
And we can actually, if you needed a crown, like if you, Chris, wanted to have crowns on your two front teeth to take away those white spots,
really?
We could prep those teeth, we could scan it with our intraoral camera, and then we could take a solid block of Emax, which is Empress to the maximum, and we can mill crowns and have them centered in our oven, and we could cement them within 3 hours.
And you would do all that in exchange for being a guest on our podcast. Oh,
sort of.
I thought maybe.
And his Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance.
Oh, whatever. No, I'm just kidding. Come on, what's a?
No, I'm just kidding.
Scratching. Hey, you know, he'll build you a bar.
Yeah,
in the shower.
In the shower.
I have a really nice shower at home, by the way. But yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle.
You brush your teeth in it?
No, I don't.
You're not one of those people?
No.
Okay.
No.
You're a sink person.
Yeah, and I like to walk around, and you know, like I'm a single mom, so I'll brush my teeth while I start the Roomba, while I drag the laundry to
the washing
machine.
Sticking out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Multitasker, right? Toothpaste. You got to do what you got to do.
Toothpaste spit spots just through the kitchen and the living room and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, me. That's just crap.
Cool. Well, you know.
Yeah. You got to do what you got
to
do.
Yeah. And anyway. Yeah.
Awesome.
So I go to dental meetings and I take, we need to, in order to maintain our Maryland State dental license, we need to take 30 hours of continuing education.
Like the CPA of dental hygiene.
Well,
you got to have your certifications and be up to speed on everything.
Let
me ask a question.
Okay, go
from
ahead.
An expert. What's the difference between dental hygiene today and, say, 5 years ago, 10 years ago?
Technology.
This
technology, technology, technology. Yeah,
okay.
We have, you know, back when I was in dental hygiene school, Kodak was, you know, the film company.
Kodak, I know. Kids, you know what that is? Film? Yeah.
Right. Film. It's
Kodak.
It's all digital, right?
Yeah, but now it's like all digital. And the reality is we're getting so much better contrast. You can diagnose decay earlier.
Like everything, does the technology in your world change every year, every 6 months? Is always something new coming out? It's hard to keep up?
Not every 6 months, but nowadays there's something called cone beam, and we don't have that, but it's sort of like a CAT scan MRI of your bone. So if we were going to place dental implants, we would be able to know where the bone was
thicker.
Like
your skull,
thin.
Basically.
Yeah, and it
it's
you know.
It's creepy, man.
Well, it's.
You should have that here on Comic-Con, taking people's
you know
x-rays.
You're saying awesome. You would know like the exact distance to the nerve.
It would be the distance from the crest of the bone to the maxillary, the sinus behind your nose, or it would be if there was a tumor or a cyst in your lower jawbone, or if it would be a cyst in your maxillary sinus, which is what's behind your nose that gives you the runny nose when it's allergy season.
So you as a dentist and also a single mom, here we are, it's the end of October, we know what time of year it is. Do you despise Halloween? I mean, you see more patients in November, you know what I'm saying? A lot of candy corn stuck in there. Ew.
You know, really honestly, it's February when the Halloween candy
and the
Christmas
all
peanut brittle is like, I knew.
That's what I mean.
I shouldn't
People
have eaten
come
that.
In February, you got to go in there with the pick and find all that.
But it's okay.
Pumpkin pie.
And then it's the broken teeth on barbecue in the summertime. Yeah.
So busy. Two season.
Yeah. Right. But you know, if you come in every 6 months, you decrease your chance of an emergency. Yeah. But sometimes things just break. You know, the bigger the filling are, the bigger the filling in the tooth, the more likely it is to break in the future. And
really?
So you could just be biting down on something. I have a small one surface conservative restoration. It's going to be there until the day I die. You know, but sometimes you're looking. We now have intraoral cameras, and that's the new technology. But it's not new technology, but you can see microscopic cracks and craze lines that are going to cause problems in the future.
See, Chris, we bring experts on this show.
Nice.
People who know what the hell they're talking about. I am so impressed.
Do you think, is there something to your body, like producing some sort of natural coating on your teeth and going for regular cleanings would strip that away?
No.
No? It doesn't happen?
No.
No? I got the wrong mindset going on?
Sort of. What happens is you have your natural buffering agent is your saliva. So that if you drink a lot of soda or eat a candy bar at Halloween, then your natural pH is normally neutral. So if you have an acid attack from, you know, aforementioned soda or, you know, food or candy bars, it'll get into a negative zone or a pH that's more acidic so that you're more likely to have, you know, dental decay. But your saliva that's produced by your parotid glands, your submandibular salivary glands, and all that, your little minor salivary glands. What happens is it helps to buffer so that it takes the, if you drink soda, it'll go down to like a 3 or 4 pH, but then the saliva takes it back to a 7.2.
Gotcha.
So, wow. Yeah. But then you've got the, if you have too much alkalinity in your saliva, then you're more likely to have deposits like, it's called calculus or tartar. They have the tartar control toothpaste, and that helps to prevent the deposits from forming on your teeth. So that helps to cause gum tissue disease.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you have it, folks. Live from the Comic Con, Four State Comic Con.
We got deep on that one.
Oh, we got deep. She drilled down. Get it? No pun. But hey, she's.
Can we do something to change that noise?
Doctor,
the drill noise.
We wish.
The drill noise is horrible.
That thing, man.
I know. Do you know what I
hear? Just make it quiet.
All this technology, you guys can't change that?
I just sing really loud.
You sing to your patients?
Just play
the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack really loud. Huh?
Yeah? Sometimes I sing Edelweiss. It depends on if they're stressed or not. But most of the time I sing, you know, like whatever's playing on the radio.
I've never had a dentist sing to me before. That's cool. You hear that, folks? So there, you're looking for a dentist, Dr. Brenda Paul. She's at the River City Dental in Williamsport, Maryland. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
River? She's Brenda PaulDDS.com is where to reach you at on the web?
Brenda at BrendaPaulDDS.com.
All right. Brenda.
Thank you.
And your partner is Dr. Kristen Shoup.
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 Shoup. Yes.
All right.
And I want to invite everybody to the open house of River City Dental. It is Thursday, December 13th.
That's right.
At 415 South Conica Jig.
Bring all your candy canes and Christmas candy and celebrate at the dentist's office.
And can I also say that we've partnered with United Concordia. So if you're 12 and under... And you have a pound of Halloween candy starting November 1st until supplies last. We're going to be giving, you bring in a pound of dental candy or a Halloween candy, and we're going to give you a $10 Target gift card.
Really?
Well, to go get more candy.
You're trying to take candy off the streets.
We're bringing it off the streets.
Well, you can use that $10 at Target to get more candy.
Yeah, you guys can
need to get you guys on this opioid thing.
Yeah. Oh, don't even use that is a devastating disease process, but anyway, addiction.
You bring us in your opioids, and we'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Target.
And we'll give you our opioids. I know. You're a professional. We appreciate coming on here, sharing the
dental
expertise. I'm very impressed.
I'm impressed by you guys. This is a lot of fun.
Yes, it is.
I listen to podcasts all the time.
That's why we do it.
Maybe you need a dental podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
Will,
you think about it, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Hub show. That's right. All right, Dr. Brenda Paul, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, we'll see you around. Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Hub show, we're back.
I'm Chris, getting... I'm going to get this guy over here to sit on your lap, Jay.
No, you will not. Be sitting on my lap.
Hold on one second.
That guy's got furry ears and wings.
I just
got
to make eye contact.
No.
Eye contact. It's all about the eye contact.
You'll be banned from the Hub show for the rest of your life, motherfucker.
It might be a risk. It might be a risk, but I think I'm willing to do it.
I don't think so.
He pointed that mic out, man. Did you see that?
Yeah, I'm trying to pick up ambiance. It's not what you think, dude.
Look at that. We got some feedback, homie.
Feedback.
A little bit of feedback never killed
this
anybody.
Guy. He's waving his hand and everything.
I'm trying to get his attention. So what do you got to do to get a furry's attention?
A furry wing guy's attention?
You got to lift your tail.
No, man. Dude, hey.
No. No.
Can you go get that guy's attention for me?
Which one?
The one wearing ears. Right there.
Wearing ears.
He might not cooperate, dude.
Dude, did you notice that guy had to look around to see which one was wearing ears?
All right.
I was like...
There he goes.
There's not too many. So this kid is a fucking evil genius, Jay.
Is he?
Yes. That mic is yours right
there. He's an evil genius.
Okay, he's an evil genius.
Okay, wonderful.
You have to introduce yourself.
Yeah, who are you?
Okay, hello.
Hold on, man.
You just blew our eardrums out.
You're good. You're good now. You're good now, dude.
You're good.
Okay, I'm good now? Okay, yeah. Good. I'll make sure I'm good first. My name is... I don't really have a name for my character yet. I'm just a possum fairy.
Possum fairy, dude?
Yeah, yes.
So you play dead?
The OPF. Yeah, I have a special play dead spell that I can use.
That's pretty fucking badass, dude. I have never met. Yes,
Chris and the nachos.
These nachos are delicious.
Yeah, this is Chris, dude. He's... eating nachos on the air. What the fuck,
he's
man.
Not eating nachos.
My name's Chris. I'm not eating
People
nachos.
People love to hear me eat nachos. So.
Absolutely. I can sympathize.
So what
yeah,
is
this?
A,
is the,
what,
this is the best no, part of the show.
No name for the character yet?
You got some work.
Not yet. It's a character in a game that I'm creating.
Oh, nice.
Everything's so all you, huh? You're creating everything from scratch here? From the ground up?
The costumes kind of... I combined things to make it, but the game art I have made from scratch. I have my game art with me.
Oh.
Concept art for the game.
Do you have a name for the game?
So you're kind of in here shopping it around a bit?
Yeah, definitely. The game is called Animal Empires.
Animal Empires.
Chris, everyone has an agenda here.
They do.
Floor,
you
man.
Know what? Everybody here tonight that we met, I have an agenda.
So what's the...
Jay has an
obviously.
Agenda. We're spreading the name of the show,
what's
man.
What's the main animals in this?
Fucking Chris has an agenda
what's
of
species,
eating nachos.
What species are we talking
mic.
About here?
Oh, there's a lot of them. See, wolf, fox, mouse, deer, raccoon, skunk, possum, ferret, giraffe.
Possum fairy is probably the supreme player in the game.
Right. Possums are vicious little animals.
They are, man.
I ran over one, and I did not feel no remorse. The only thing I felt was a bump under my tire.
I actually almost petted a possum once. I was taking the trash out. And I walked outside, and I thought it was a cat. And I reached down, and I was like, hey, kitty. And it hissed at me, and I was like, what the fuck? That's the most evil cat I've ever seen right. in my entire life.
It wasn't even a cat.
It wasn't.
Like they got
and then,
like
it, and then it acted
tails.
Like it was dead. Yeah.
Oh,
he's
it's
even
so
got
nasty.
It.
He brought
he's
a plush
even
possum.
So
got
nasty.
Plush
yeah.
possum.
So Possum Fairy carries yes. a possum with him. Yeah?
Yeah, I kind of show people, hey, I'm a possum.
Have you ever seen a possum actually play possum?
Yes, 100%.
My dog ran out in the backyard and went to go after this thing, and it just laid there. It was like it was dead. And I was like, Dexter, back off. I was like, I'm going to go get the shovel. So I walk around the house to go in the garage to get the shovel, come back. That motherfucker was gone.
Jumped up and ran, man. Fucking
not this
smart.
Guy. He's a possum fairy.
What? This dude will fly.
Does possum yeah, fairy have powers you. Or anything?
What? He's, well, I play dead and hang upside down, obviously, but... I can do some other things, too. Like, I can hang upside down without wrapping my tail around anything, because I have wings.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah,
you do have
man.
Wings.
There you go. There
yeah.
you go.
Tensile strength. It's all okay. about tensile strength.
Tensile strength, indeed.
So who have you pitched the game to so far?
I'd prefer to go indie. I might outsource some of the coding, but for the most part,
well,
I'd like
you
to
have
indie.
The code wrote. You have it wrote. You're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm coding the game right now. I'm using C++.
Wow. Boy, I haven't heard that in forever.
I
remember my old roommate.
I knew this dude
was
a genius when I seen him walking around, man. I was like,
not
only that, but the book you're carrying, I'm like,
that's all your
fucking
stuff,
genius.
Right?
Yeah. Then I seen him get a Crown Vanilla shot, and I was like, that right there seals the deal. I'm true genius.
So he's carrying a book of his art, and he's got a book on basic electrical theory?
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Please do explain. Possum fairy, electrical theory.
Okay. Fire away.
What's going on, man?
So I had this idea of putting like a lights motors on my wings.
Uh-huh.
I'd never got around to it, but I still brought the book with me because I thought it was cool.
Yeah.
And
I guess you're a fan of Jarius, right? Jarius of all back there.
Yep.
That's where we ran into.
You know who he is.
So you know
right?
who he is. You're all about that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like I was back there geeking out myself.
Yeah, yeah. I was talking to him about how...
on the mic, dude.
Yeah. I was talking to him about how I would... I wanted to have a motor and some LEDs, but I wanted the motors to kind of... I wanted the LEDs to kind of adjust with the speed of the motor, but if not put them in series, not lose that power. So what I decided to do was have some feedback loops and some capacitors... To basically do the same thing, but effectively still be able to keep them in parallel.
You get that, Canfield?
Gotcha. So you want the wings to flap and light up at the same time?
Yeah.
What's the idea?
The dude that eats fucking nachos on the mic translates for us, man.
You needed to dumb down?
Yeah, we did. We did. Me and Jay are looking at each other like,
your turn. Go on. So,
dude, you are a genius, no matter what. So what is your real name, legal name, whatever, radio name? What's your radio name? What can we call you other than Possum Fairy?
I know what he's going to say. That's it, right? That's your name?
No, my name's Andrew.
All right, Andrew, there you go. Are you from around here?
I'm from Havre de Grace.
Oh, wow. So you went to a good school, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Havre de Grace is great school.
We don't know nothing about that.
That's fucking money down there, man.
Like, you live around this area?
I live in Havre de Grace, which is roughly slightly north of Baltimore. Okay. So it's roughly 2 hours from here.
So have you brought this concept and this whole thing to other cons and shopped it a bit?
Or is this the first time?
Sometimes I go to different cons. I'm a furry, so I mostly go to furry conventions.
Dude, will you please define that? Because some of the people don't know what that is.
Define furry, dude.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. In the simplest possible terms, furry is someone who likes to dress up like an animal or likes animal characters.
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
You took it to another level.
Yeah.
You put some wings on it. Yeah.
A guy from...
Now, this is not always sexual related.
Not always.
Not always.
Sometimes. But if it is sexual related, furries tend to like other furries, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I got to see this sometime.
Itself, you
want right?
to see like two furries, human-sized furries. Stuffed animals?
My name's Chris Abels. Fuck yes, I do. I do.
Okay. I watch the furry orgy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely.
Why not?
So I'm sure furries need cameramen, right? I would be cameraman. Awesome. Have you ever had sex with another furry?
Unfortunately, no.
Right,
man, that's your next thing. After you sell this thing, you'll be good. Yeah, no problem with that.
Does furry masturbation exist?
Yes.
Yeah.
No shame. I like
no
that.
No shame. Oh, in
probably,
game.
Yeah, there's probably like an online thing.
Oh, my God,
you're
dude.
Probably Skyping in.
Have you ever furried as a possum and masturbated? Like you jerk off and then fall asleep or act like you fell asleep?
No comment.
No comment.
There you go.
The jury wants to
know. Enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
What's the best like skunk titties you've ever seen?
Yes.
DeviantArt.
DeviantArt.
That's all I need to say. Right? DeviantArt. You want to find it? If anything furry or fandom or weird related, it's there.
That's where you go to.
It's the world we live in.
No shit, man. Dude, I'm curious to all this. I have questions.
Like it shaves. Okay. Like it's furry. I mean.
My other question to you, man, Andrew,
yes.
a.k.a. Fairy Possum.
Yes.
FP.
Does Jay not look like Matt LeBlanc?
Does he even know who Matt LeBlanc is?
Do you know who Matt LeBlanc is?
No.
Have you ever seen Friends?
No.
Rachel.
How old Joey are you? Andrew, how old are you, man?
Rachel Aniston.
21.
He's 21, dude. 21. He wasn't even alive.
Everybody knows what Friends is. Dude, you ever seen the
show? I've seen like two episodes.
Yeah, okay. So anything, Joey dude. Is the dumb guy.
That would be me.
That's him.
Rock
That's
on.
Him, man. So yes, that is totally him, dude. Dude, you're an interesting guy, man.
You are.
So, and you're 21 years old. Have you always been this interesting?
When did you become a furry? How long have you been doing this?
Yeah. What made you decide?
What sparked this? High school is when I first realized I'm probably a furry, and then it's kind of how it is. You kind of start to the thing. Maybe I'm a furry. I kind of like some animal art. I think that's kind of cute, you know. And then slowly over time, you just kind of realize, you know, I am a furry.
Yeah. First time I saw Jessica Rabbit, I thought I was too. I was like, oh my God.
What was
I
your,
would so bone Jessica Rabbit.
What was your first costume
Mickey
that you
Mickey
were like?
And the rest of them, dude.
When you were testing it out, when you were like testing the waters, you were like, I want to see if this is what I am. What was that first costume that you put on and you were like, shit, this is for me?
Skunk costume.
No shit.
So you
happen to be a
polecat.
How about that?
So you're not just a possum. Some other days you're what?
Skunk, mouse, wolf, fox, possum. Actually, each of the characters in my game, I have costumes for. So
you're ready to really.
Do you always since the skunk was your first one?
Costumes. Yeah, this guy's got it all planned.
Dude, you should just start calling
like George Lucas.
You should go like total 1960s and just start calling the skunk a polecat because that's what they used to call him back.
Oh, okay. Cool. I heard that word.
Polecat.
Cool.
Okay. Polecat.
So, do you find yourself going back to the skunk? Because that was your first one? Like, is that your go-to?
Yeah.
No
little,
shit.
Little Pepe Le Pew up in there.
Yeah. Pepe Le Pew. Uh-huh. Do you know who that is, Andrew?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. All right, good. Yeah, he knows the furry cartoon.
Now picture Pepe Le Pew with Matt LeBlanc's face. That is Jay Heck right there.
That's so creative, definitely.
That is Jay right there.
Andrew, you going to be around tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely.
You're working this thing, huh?
Yeah, hell yeah. So how many people have you pitched so far, man?
Yeah, how's it going today?
Pitch? You mean like?
Well, what's the feedback been like?
Yeah.
A lot of people, what's your vibe?
They find interest in the game. They enjoy the art that I've shown them.
Yeah. Do you feel like it's getting any traction? Hey, I noticed you're not turning your head too much. What's going on? Is it the wings?
That's I'm trying to keep my
don't want the voice going forward into the mic.
Facing the mic, yes.
Oh yeah,
yes.
But okay, that's okay. Fine. I thought you were like trying
not like
to.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I'm cool. I've talked on.
You can knock Ron Burgundy off his perch. He was perched up on top.
Are you enjoying the convention and stuff? We're talking to Andrew right here. Well, I'm sorry, Andrew. I said your real name.
No,
so
it's fine. I don't care.
Tell her your name.
Okay, my name's Andrew.
No.
He's costume. Wait, if you come back tomorrow, you're going to be the same costume, or you come back as a different character?
I'll wear the same thing.
I'm gonna share my mic with you. So here, jump on here. We want to hear your feedback
about
the convention. Oh, is this okay.
She's one of our guests tomorrow.
She's with Jesse Green over
She's
there.
A mechanic. Yeah. She's a wrench monkey. Huh?
You're not going to be here.
Then you better get on this. So, hey, guys, I'm going to give up my seat so she can jump on
Andrew,
real quick. Here you go.
We'll see you here tomorrow, okay, man?
All right, sounds cool. Right, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me on air. I appreciate
it.
No problem.
Good luck to you, man.
No problem.
Wow, we went from a furry
to a mechanic. To a grease monkey.
Yeah. State your name.
Tabitha,
the mechanic.
State your name for the record.
Yeah.
Tabitha.
Right. Tabitha, with two A's at the end.
No, it's just capital A.
I gotcha. How's it going? You're on the floor representing Captain Mango this week.
Yes. This weekend. I'm actually in three of those movies he's selling over there. Yeah.
Jesse Green, shout out. He'll be around tomorrow in full garb.
How'd you end up in that? How'd you end up in all this?
I met Jesse at a bikini contest back in 2014, and I didn't even place in the bikini contest, but he pulled me to the side and was like, hey, are you interested in some modeling? I was like, yeah, so I met him. And
Why not?
Did you ask what kind of modeling? Or
Has that been an issue?
Like, yeah.
No, it hasn't been an issue.
He hasn't asked you to do,
No, I automatically state, like, before I even get
the
into the photo
shoot,
I'm like, I don't do nude, and I don't do implied, so that's out of the question.
Think he does either, I hope. But anyway.
Actually, I think he has them.
No.
Jesse?
Yeah, in some movies.
Why the whole pirate thing, you know?
Oh, my God.
That shit comes off.
We are so going to ride his ass about that tomorrow.
You
will meet Captain Mango.
I think he is, like, completely butt-naked in one of those movies.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Why don't they call him Captain Mango?
He's like,
it's not because of that, dude.
Oh, okay.
Captain Mangoes.
I just want to.
No, it's one mango.
It's like that time D'Angelo went butt ass to sell.
It's almost better if it's one, so they don't clack together. But
hey, Tabitha, how was today? How was the first day of the Comic Con?
It was fun. I've never been to one of these before, and
I had
a good time. I enjoyed it, and I've met a lot of new people.
Since you've never been to one before, can tell us the truth. What do you really think?
New faces everywhere, man.
Oh yeah, there you get to meet a lot of new people, and you experience like so much new things. Like you don't get to experience out in the, like, just the regular public. You get to see people actually dressing up, and like it's like Halloween.
Yeah,
right.
So you've never been to Walmart. Because otherwise you would have experienced this.
I have been to Walmart, but I have not experienced stuff like this at Walmart.
Gotcha.
So.
It's like Walmart on steroids.
Yeah.
Let your freak flag fly.
When I go to Walmart, my Walmart's like 4 o'clock in the morning. So.
Oh my God! I'm surprised you've never seen the Possum Fairy at Walmart at 4 a.m.
That's
the best time
to go to Walmart.
To be honest with you.
I'm in and out.
I'll be looking out from now on.
Yeah. That's when you go in and you just start beating each other up with Fun Noodles and bouncing around on the balls and stuff.
Setting off their fire alarms.
Yeah, I got kicked out of a Walmart. I got kicked out of a Walmart one time because we set up the camping gear in the camping aisle. And we hung out there for like 20 minutes, like
actually,
pretending there was a campfire and stuff, just chilling, like with a lamp in
the
middle.
And eventually
they came by and they were like, you guys got to go.
You guys
got to
go.
Here.
You're like, the camp's not over.
Right.
You got
and then we took a Kodak. It was the same trip. We took bought one of those disposable cameras, took it out of the box and started taking pictures of ourselves in the store. And as we were leaving, they confiscated the camera. And it was like, well, we would have paid for the camera.
Oh, you didn't.
We tried.
You
we
didn't
went,
pay
we,
for it.
No,
oh,
we went.
Shit,
we went to the
better.
Register.
Hey, there's a real fairy behind you.
A real fairy. I'll give up my mic. Jeez.
Yeah, come on.
So we went to the register to pay for the camera, and then they were like, "No, you're not allowed to pay for it. We have to take it because you were taking pictures of the inside of the store." I said, "Well, you're losing money.
Hey,
it doesn't
Chris,
make any sense."
Check it out. Kaylee Marie is here with us, aka Tinkerbell today. I don't know who you will be tomorrow.
A friend I grew up with that they actually camped out in Walmart for a week. They went in the dog food section, like built up the dog food, and was like in the back of the dog food, and they were.
They lived in Walmart for a week.
They literally lived in Walmart and ate the food and threw the trash away because our Walmart used to have the trash, like the trash cans outside the aisles.
That's where he belongs.
And. There's two girls. It was two girls, yeah. And they lived there for a week.
He knocked them over with his
they.
That's a reality show. A
that last day they were there, they got kicked out of Walmart permanently from it.
That's awesome. That is the greatest thing ever.
So, Tabitha, you won't be around tomorrow?
No, I won't be around tomorrow. Actually, I got to head back and host a car meet tonight. So,
well, you a carving?
A car meet.
Car meet. Oh, yeah, hey, rock meet. On. Well, hey, how do we find you, Tabitha? What's your deal? Facebook, Instagram, where you at?
I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. My YouTube's Tabby T-Bolt, and my Instagram is Tabiger12.
Tabiger?
T-A-B-B-I-G-E-R 12.
Ever have a Tabiger?
Hey, now.
Not the first time you heard that, is it?
Showing.
Yeah. And Facebook, where you at?
Tabitha Ah.
Tabitha Ah.
Yep, or Tabitha Duel.
Yeah.
Great. No, I'm not a Walmart girl. No.
Yeah. Rock on. No. All right. Well, hey, listen, it's a pleasure having you on. And I hope to see you in March. You'll be back here with Jesse.
I hope so, as long as he invites me.
And we're going to get you on the show anyway. You gave your own little shot here on the Hub Show. We'll talk it up some more, okay?
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely interested.
Yeah. Well, don't do that. Yeah. All right. Tabitha, take
Holy
care.
Holy moly, my nacho is almost
Hub Show. We'll be back for part two tomorrow, the Hub Show. Shout out to Chris Abels. Shout out to Chris Canfield.
That's me.
I know. Yeah, that is you, Chris.
That's my name.
You know that. Chris is still babbling over there. Look at that. You can't do that on a podcast, pal. Look at you. This is not how it works, buddy.
What's he doing?
He's trying to hit on Tabitha.
Is he macking? He's macking?
Not yet. We will be soon, though. He's macking.
He's trying to mack.
Chris Abels is working the floor
right
at the Hager Hall. Look at him.
He's in need of an oil change.
He is. He's working on it. Well, listen, we're out of here. We'll be back tomorrow, Hub Show, for part two. Comic-Con, we're out.
You've been listening to The Hub Show, podcasting and broadcasting about news, views, business and events, health, pop culture, everything and nothing, with your hosts, Chris Canfield and Jay Heisch.